It's Wednesday, July 10th, 2024. Get ready.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Over the past few years, illegal immigrants have been given U.S. bank debit cards from the United Nations, reportedly $1.6 billion.
Does that go into your bank account?
¿A dónde va? ¿Tienes una cuenta? ¿Una tarjeta?
Sí.
¿Tienes?
Oh, let me see. I'm standing outside the United Nations office in Tapachula, Mexico. One of the things that is happening here and all along the migrant trail is that the United Nations is handing out cash and debit cards and rental assistance and movement assistance to immigrants to help sustain them on their road to El Norte.
Catholic charities have been managing the illegal invasion at the southern border, spending millions while profiting billions. And the local police admit that they are under their direction.
The officers were all here under the direction of Catholic Charities.
Richard Poiso of Chicago reported that these illegals are getting Social Security cards within 4 months of crossing the southern border.
So yesterday, I ran into somebody that I haven't seen in a while. He's been here for about 5 months in the United States, 6 months, something like that. And he says, hey, I'm looking for work. And I said, wow. I can't hire you, man. I gotta hire like legitimate people or whatever. And he was like, no, I'm legitimate now. And he's broken English, kind of bits and pieces together, and he pulls his ID and stuff out of his pocket. And he says, I got Social Security card now, and I got worker's ID and permit for working, everything all legit. Stamp, city stamping, specialized Social Security envelope. This dude got on the buses from Texas to Chicago, got in process here in Chicago, found an apartment building within the first week, an efficiency apartment, moved into the apartment building, and then has been working cash jobs under the table for the last 4 months until recently got his worker's permit, and now he's working for a roofing company, but they're laid off right now. They're laid off right now, and he's looking for work. We have people literally trying to do everything that have been waiting for years that still don't have what this guy has in 4 months. That's how f***ed up our government is. That's how much they care about the illegal migrants more than they care about their own people. The problem is, and this is f***ed up for me to say this, some Americans have done this to themselves because they're f***ing lazy and they won't get off their ass to go out and actually get the stuff done that they're trying to get done, that they need to be getting done. Like, this guy came here knowing that he could lose his life, lose everything. He gets here. Now he's a worker. Within 4 months, done all his paperwork, went to all his appointments and stuff, and figured out the system, and is hustling. It's really, really, really messed up that they would do this for people that are not even from this country. They didn't help build this country. They didn't help contribute to this country. And they just walk right in like they do and just get handed ID, Social Security card, just get them on the payroll and stuff. Let's just do it for them. Let's get them set, but not take care of our own people that are on the streets. It's messed up.
Joe Biden opposes the SAVE Act, which would require proof of citizenship to vote for him this November. Without having to provide proof of citizenship, a Social Security card and a driver's license will certainly suffice. Voter fraud may not be necessary if 30 million UN migrants can vote. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, folks, at the NATO summit, they have openly announced moves that will escalate towards nuclear war. We got that news and so much more. Biden saying he had sex with the head of NATO's wife. It's just total insanity. Rome is burning. We'll be right back.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
It's Wednesday, July 10th, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I came across a church on my way, and I got on my knees, and I began to pray. We are witnessing the fourth turning. We are witnessing the total and complete meltdown of the corrupt, decadent, wicked globalist system. All right. Let me tell you what's coming up today. Roger Stone, about 25 minutes from now, with huge breaking news on everything Trump, the vice presidential picks, so much more. We have day two of the 75th anniversary NATO summit happening in the District of Mordor on the Potomac right now. We have Biden slurring his way through brief NATO summit, saying that he effed the head of NATO, Stoltenberg's wife. He is the greatest unintentional comic in history, but he's also incredibly dangerous. Because, yeah, he's a puppet, but the bureaucrats themselves aren't even showing up for work. It is a total and complete globalist runaway train. We've got all of that news. We have huge World War III acceleration announcements. Lincoln saying the F-16s are now being delivered as we speak. Start attacking targets inside Russia. Russia is vowing to hit NATO targets that supply the jets. We have the head of the Polish military saying Poland must brace for all-out total war with Russia. The communist Chinese are doing massive military drills in Belarus, or White Russia, just north of Ukraine for the next 2 weeks. This is dangerous, to say the least. We're going to be breaking it all down today. And then, of course, the big news, for at least 10 years, places like Portland and Chicago and San Francisco and many other sanctuary cities have said illegal aliens can vote. And then we say, well, that's illegal, and then they just play a bunch of games. Well, now Congress has tried to pass the SAVE Act just to make people show a ID when they vote and show they're a citizen, and the Democrats have shot that down. And Chuckie Schumer is pledging criminal charges against anybody questioning the election. It's just amazing level of gaslighting to have it on record that they're bringing illegals in, they're giving them Social Security cards within weeks, they're signing them up for jobs, and the Democrats are in the news announcing, well, it's not criminal. If an illegal thinks they can vote legally, they can vote, and they admit when they're being signed up for welfare, they're being registered to vote and saying they've got to bring back a receipt or proof that they voted to continue to get money. So you have illegal aliens en masse that have been voting in the last few elections big time. You have Trump talking about it and Trump demanding an investigation 3.5 years ago in Georgia. And then he was indicted in Georgia, as you know, for questioning the election. So we've got that huge stack. Trump sounds alarm over Democrat illegal aliens voting scheme as they plot mutiny against Biden. We also have incredible news on the FBI front, documents coming out in federal court of the FBI creating these big white supremacist rallies you see popping up out of nowhere. And the big telltale sign is, not just documents and lawsuits and things that have come out proving it, there's never any local media coverage, because if the media digs in, they'll find out it's fake, as hundreds of men pile out of the back of U-Hauls running around, you know, basically saying the Republican Party is Nazi. And then there's no coverage of it because they're just meant to be seen at key Democrat battleground events. So Democrats go rank and file, oh my God, there's Nazis everywhere. Whistleblower says FBI abuses security clearance process to purge conservative agents. The documents have now come out. Report exposes FBI program to stage neo-Nazi rallies in the U.S. going back more than a decade. Exclusive. The hidden history of Robert Mueller's right-wing terror factory that continues on today. California bill to curb child sex trafficking, child rape, declared unfair by the LGBTQP pedophile groups. Democratic Party is opposing legislation because it would give stiffer penalties to convicted child rapists in California. And the Judiciary Committee of the House of Representatives under Jim Jordan has put out a huge detailed report proving that private banks across the U.S. are engaged in the social credit score already to ban conservatives and attack conservatives for their political views. And that ties into what's happening in Europe and the EU's attack on X, on Elon Musk. We'll be laying all of that out today as well. And so much more. The first thing I want to tackle ahead of Roger Stone joining us in about 23 minutes from now, 22 minutes from now, is Biden at the NATO summit. And I also have some incredible footage that that Jack Posobiec posted that I retweeted on X that I forgot to send the crew, of the NATO leaders getting up there with classical music playing. And it looks like some type of Nazi event. So you guys go grab that. I posted it, in the middle of the night when I woke up and saw that Jack had texted me that he posted it. I sent it out while I was waking up to get a glass of water in the middle of the night and take a piss. And we will get that video for you as well from the NATO event. Again, it's up on Real Alex Jones. My comment was, look, all the war criminals in one place. And then Jack Posobiec says, look at the globalist NATO engaging in some type of dark ritual, which it definitely is, and is super beyond creepy. So we'll get that. I just remembered it here as I was speaking live on air, and I think I forgot to send that to the crew. But let's go ahead and play back-to-back Biden at his address where he clearly, he can't help but make dirty jokes as a dementia-ridden old man. Anybody that knows, anybody that has dementia, particularly old men that have it, but even old women that get it. Yeah, the nicest church-going lady, and she's 90 years old, and she's got Alzheimer's, and you'll hear him telling the nastiest jokes you ever heard. You'll think it's a sailor that you're in the room with. And Biden just keeps making these sex jokes everywhere. And he says, I didn't know your wife was. Sorry, I effed your wife. And Stoltenberg doesn't even know what to say at that point. The media tried to spin it and say, well, he didn't really mean that. So, again, this is the most unintentional comedy ever. And at a sick level, I think it's hilarious. But it's also extremely dangerous. And even though Biden's a puppet, he's now not being a puppet because he's so out of his mind and not following orders. That's why the deep state is so out to get him. And, you know, a week and a half ago, Obama came out and said, well, we like Joe. One bad night's performance, you know, shouldn't remove him. But his surrogates have all been calling for him to step down. And now George Clooney, that is the biggest Obama surrogate there is called for Biden to step down. So let's play clip 5, 15, and 4 back-to-back. Here they are.
We guided this alliance through one of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize, I was talking to your wife, I personally asked you to extend your service. Forgive me. And you put your... Destroy Ukraine's culture.
Let the gates of
hell, I'm going to come to the overflow room.
So much of the progress we've made in the alliance is thanks to the secretary. He's a man of integrity and intellectual rigor, a calm temperament, moment of crisis for 5 additional strategic air defense systems.
You talk about clown world, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. So here's some of the headlines. Biden slurs his way through brief NATO summit address. Civil War, Democrats revolt to oust Biden collapses after intense DNC meeting splits the party. I told you 2 weeks ago it was a civil war. Now they're calling it a civil war. House GOP leaders declare Biden unfit, call out Democrat and media cover-up of his mental decline. Continuing, we have the clip I just played. He's the greatest unintentional comic in history. He's also pushing the world to the edge of thermal nuclear Armageddon. Let's play clip 5 one more time. You can't just play him saying he effed Stoltenberg's wife, the head of NATO, once. You got to play that at least twice. Here it is.
This alliance through one of the most consequential periods in its history. I realize, I was talking to your wife, I personally asked you to extend your service. Forgive me. And you put your...
Wow. Biden support slips in battleground states everywhere. In some battleground states, Trump has over a 10% lead. He's dominating in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, and now... Even the New York Times admits New York is in play, is now a battleground state. Biden support slips in deep blue New York. We're a battleground state now. Politico. George Clooney, I love Biden, but we need a new nominee. Election 2024 live updates. Democrats grapple with Biden's political future and presidential race. It just gets crazier from there. Crooked Joe also says in a new video, let's play this in a moment, that he was raised in a Puerto Rican, Greek, Irish, Catholic, Jewish, Italian, Polish, Palestinian, Persian, and black community of Delaware. And, of course, back when he was being raised 60, 70 years ago in, or hell, 80 years ago in Delaware, it was 97% white. And neighborhoods were all in big cities. There was only a few big cities there in their own little area. It's impossible to be raised in a Puerto Rican, Greek, Irish, Catholic, Jewish, Italian, Polish, Palestinian, well, there are no Palestinians then there, Persian and black community of Delaware. I mean, this is just, next he'll say he was the first man to walk on the moon. Here is Biden saying he grew up in every ethnic neighborhood. Here it is.
I was sort of raised in the Puerto Rican community. I had a very close relationship with the Greek American community, for real. I am Joe Bidenopoulos. I grew up in a heavily Irish Catholic community in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and a heavily Italian Polish community.
When I say I got raised in the black church, he knows I'm not kidding.
The Persian culture is amazing. As a student of the Persian culture,
I probably went to shul more than many of you.
I come out of the black community.
The background of my family is Irish-American, not fundamentally unlike the Palestinian people.
I, raised in synagogues in my state.
Everyone in town was either Polish or Italian. I grew up feeling self-conscious. My name didn't end in an SKI.
I was raised in a neighborhood where I felt self-conscious. My name didn't end in O.
That's kind of how I was raised, like so many Americans of Irish heritage.
In HBCU, in your home state, Mr. President.
Let me tell you, forget about it. That's right. That's where I got raised, man.
Just like rabbis, synagogues, and Jewish community centers in your hometowns, and that's the tradition I got raised.
Hardworking people, the middle class, the neighborhoods I got raised in.
I was raised on GM.
I was raised by Danny Noe.
I was raised by a righteous Christian.
I got raised on automobiles.
Whatever he thinks you want to hear, he says it. Now, before I get into the World War III news, let's play the ultra-creepy intro to the 75th anniversary of NATO yesterday, where all these globalist puppets and child traffickers, NATO's the king of that, get up there and basically just pose as they accelerate us into thermal nuclear Armageddon. Children. So here's all the quote NATO leaders of Europe piling in, trying to sell us on full war with Russia. So here's the headlines. F-16 jets being sent to Ukraine from Denmark and the Netherlands, Blinken says. That's the Secretary of State. And I think this is so cute. Blinken, the transfer of F-16s is underway. They'll be bombing Russian targets within a week. F-16 transfers to Ukraine are underway, White House says. Similar headlines. Poland must prepare army for full-scale conflict, army chief says. The chief of staff of Polish Armed Forces says Poland needs to prepare its soldiers for all-out conflict, an armed forces chief of staff said yesterday or today, as the country boosts its number of troops on the border with Russia and Belarus. And why is that happening? Well, we have the U.S. military hardware made in China. Growing number of Russians approve the use of nuclear weapons in Ukraine, upwards of half. White House won't say if President Biden would personally deal with a nuclear attack after 8 p.m. And here's the big one up on Infowars.com. Chinese troops have never been so close to the Polish border in history, doing giant military drills on their border. Meanwhile, Hungary's Orbán says China has a peace plan, America has a war policy. So there's the policies of the globalists pushing the world into communist China's hands. Explosion rocks Arkansas weapon factory that produces missiles and other armaments for Ukraine. So that's just some of the news that we've got on that front. Here's another one. This is from Zero Hedge. Russia rules out all nuclear talks with the U.S. until it adopts a sane approach. All right. Roger Stone joins us in the next segment. And then after he leaves us on all things Trump and his VP pick and what the poll numbers are showing, I'm going to hit this big stack in these clips. Trump sounds alarm over Democrat illegal aliens voting scheme as they plot mutiny against Biden. Non-citizens vote U.S. elections. Just being announced. Oh, I thought it was a conspiracy theory. Trump warns Democrats election fraudsters will be sent to prison for long periods of time. Democrat Party makes an announcement saying, well, if illegal thinks they can vote, they can vote. Just a reminder, the people who are against voter ID wanted you to show vaccine papers to go to the bank. House Democrats branded as traitors over effort to block proof of citizenship requirement for voters. Just in, Biden expected to veto Safeguard America Voter Eligibility Act preventing illegals from voting presidential elections, claims bill is based on easily disproven falsehoods. Just in, Biden's physician, Dr. O'Connor, offers explanation for Parkinson's doctor visits. It blows up in their face. Elon Musk steps up election integrity crusade, breaks down how Democrats make it near impossible to prove voter fraud. Very important breakdown. We'll get the video of that. I forgot to send it to the crew. Meanwhile, in New York, they paid out over $2 billion under the new mayor in just the last year to illegal aliens. Cash cards up to $90,000 a year. You heard me right. They've got to incentivize getting the illegals here. It's all coming up, and then I'm going to open the phones up. Hell, we should do another Spaces, too. We got a lot of great commenters and speakers yesterday. We'll probably do a Spaces. Hell, we'll do a Spaces. How about that? We're going to go to break, but I'm going to make a quick announcement about InfoWars. You saw all the headlines, New York Times, Washington Post, L.A. Times, CNN, ABC News, PBS, your local TV stations. Alex Jones would be shut down 2 weeks ago. They were sending the sheriffs to close the doors. I told you they were trying it. Federal judge blocked them. We've got about 2-3 months of runway, and we've got some plans to keep this operation going. I'd give it 50-50, but I'll tell you what will shut us down. If everybody believes we are going to be shut down and you don't buy products at InfoWars store when we're treading water, we will shut down because they've manipulated into you thinking we'd be shut down. And we were close. But anything you order right now at InfoWarsStore.com is in stock and will ship. And if you want to fundraise for this operation, it's critical that we be successful going into what's unfolding. And the system already knows what's going on, so they're going to try to block it, but we can have a buyer for InfoWars in the operation, and then it continues on. But we need to be at least somewhat successful to be able to have that happen. So these are great products you need, plus it funds the operation. And so you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy of my latest number one bestseller, The Great Awakening, and the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. There are 3,000 left signed copies of my book. There are no signed copies left of my last number one bestseller, The Great Reset. But when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you pay a premium for a signed copy, it's an investment in America and the future and the First Amendment as a fundraiser. Like on PBS when they sell a coffee cup, you know, for $100 for a donation. You know the coffee cup costs $5. You're doing it to have a memento that you supported. Communism, globalism, the New World Order. Well, if you want a memento that you supported freedom in 2024 at the key juncture in the battle for human liberty, go to InfoWarsStore.com and get one of the limited final signed copies, signed by me, of The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-313. And we've got up to 60% off right now in the big 1776 super sale at InfoWarsStore.com as well. We'll be right back. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Roger Stone joins us for the balance of the hour. StoneZone.com, former top advisor to President Trump and, of course, a confidant. He knows a lot more than he'll ever say on air because he keeps his cards close to his vest. But I wanted to get him on about Trump's VP pick. We're supposedly coming up in just a few weeks. They're saying, I think on the 17th, they're going to announce it at one of his big rallies. Also, the timing of them trying to put him in jail with the New York case. What's going to happen there? The polls even swinging further to Trump. Biden refusing to step down. And just where he sees this train wreck going. And then also a response to the 2025 controversy with the Heritage Foundation. It's just the big Republican kind of establishment group. The Republican groups always put out their ideas, dozens, hundreds of groups, for the plank for the Republican platform. And, you know, Trump's like, that's not my platform. My platform is the 2047 platform. He says, I agree with some of it, disagree with some of their platform. But the media is really trying to make that his platform as it talks about raising the age of Social Security. And I was thinking Trump shouldn't even disavow something that's not his. Just say, hey, there's a lot of Republican groups, a lot of different ideas. Those aren't my ideas. For my ideas, go to my website and go to Truth Social where you can read it. But then I talked to Roger. He said, no, he's got to distance himself from something that isn't him, because they're going to misrepresent it. And I think when it comes to politics, Roger kind of outclasses me a few pounds. And so I see his point. But the media, I was trying to say Trump shouldn't create a controversy over 2025. It's not his platform. But then it became a huge controversy. Top of Yahoo, top of Apple, New York Times, Alex Jones turns on Trump. So I was attempting to stop controversy, and then they created it because that's what they do. They are gaslighters in chief. So there's so much to cover here. Roger Stone, you can dive in, my friend, wherever you'd like.
First of all, Alex, I'm very, very glad to be with you today. And if it wasn't for my brain force, believe me, after the hours I put in last night, I wouldn't be fully functional. This is a great product, always has been. I really rely on it. And no, nobody pays me anything to say that. I tell it to you folks because it's just the truth. You know, who could ever have seen what's going on in American politics today? The absolute meltdown of the Democratic Party, giving Donald Trump, I think, unprecedented opportunity. The whole controversy between the Heritage Foundation, which I don't even consider a Republican group. I consider it more the traditional conservative, some people call Con Inc., the Washington Inside the Beltway conservatives, have put together an agenda for the country. They call it Project 25. Donald Trump and Donald Trump's campaign and no one associated with Donald Trump has any formal role in that. By the way, if you read it, there's a lot of good stuff in there, stuff that you and I would agree with. There are other things in there that I don't agree with and I don't think Donald Trump agrees with. A much better recitation of what Trump stands for is Agenda 47. And this hasn't gotten the attention that it deserves, but he's been putting out detailed white papers, doing individual videos on virtually every issue.
The first one he did was last July last year.
He's been doing them consistently, and they're very good. I would argue
he says, I'll destroy the deep state. I'll shut down the border. I'll make us the number one energy exporter.
I'll prohibit the communist Chinese from buying real estate, ranch land, farmland, particularly land by military bases. He's had some great, great stuff there. But this platform, which is very much like the streamlined platform that we did for Ronald Reagan in 1980, is the best succinct statement of what Trump is going to do for the country. That's what we stand for. The Democrats here are involved in a gambit. They can't run on their record. They have nothing positive to say. So they want to put words in Trump's mouth. They want to commit him to policies and programs to which he is not committed. The best one you use, of course, is Trump has been throughout his entire career since entering politics has always opposed extending the age before one can receive their Social Security benefits, and he is opposed to examining outside income beyond Social Security benefits, so-called means testing, and then cutting Social Security payments. Now, when you're the Democrats and you have no commitment to honesty and no integrity, but you have unlimited money for campaign advertisements, I argue, why give them the opportunity to distort your positions? And they haven't stopped. They're at it again today. Project 2025 is Trump's agenda. No, it is not. Agenda 47 is Trump's position, but more precisely, this Republican national platform is Trump's.
Well, if you
agenda.
Want to know they're deceptive, you can see it right there. His platform's been out for a year. He's on record. And all he said was, this isn't my platform. And then I said, well, why is he even responding? But I guess he's right. He has to. I can't believe how easy it is to disprove this. Even USA Today and others had to fact check and say, no, this is not Trump's platform. But I know they're lying because they're out there saying, I just turned on Trump and I'm not voting for him. And all I did was say, why is he even addressing this? But I guess, I mean, I have to say, I see his perspective because they just misrepresent.
Look, we went through this a week ago where I was caught on a surreptitious illegal video, and I had the audacity the audacity to say Republicans must use every legal and technical tool necessary to ensure that the next elections are honest. Headline, Stone prevails giant plan by Trump to steal 2024 election. The mainstream media and the little left-wing offshoots that aren't even journalism, they're completely irresponsible. So they have twisted what you said. And just last week, they twisted what I said.
So shifting gears, since you mentioned, I don't want to get into the VP pick and Trump and Biden melting down and saying he effed the head of NATO's wife. But I want to, since you mentioned this, we know it's a long story, but anybody that has a brain know that for decades and now publicly, Democrats have passed laws for illegals to vote in local elections, which are almost all held during national elections and off-year elections, general elections and off-year elections as well. But Trump has sounded the alarm over Democrats' illegal alien voting scheme. Schumer promises more indictments over it. Trump's been indicted in Georgia for saying illegals voted, which they did. Then the Democrats are openly saying non-citizens can vote, and Biden's pledging to veto the SAVE Act that makes you show proof of citizenship on a driver's license or ID to do it. So this is quite the paradox now, where they're saying no illegals are voting, we'll indict you if you say it, though there's massive evidence they are voting the names of dead people and now with Social Security cards themselves, and Democrats, when they sign up for welfare, making them sign up to vote. I mean, this is hiding the gorilla in the open room. This is the elephant in the room. It's just next level to bring in the illegals, to also use them for congressional apportionment, for more Democrat seats, more Democrat congressional seats. How do you respond to this level of saying the sky's not blue, the ocean's not wet, and where do you see that going with Trump pledging to criminally prosecute anybody or group caught in election fraud?
Well, first of all, let's be very clear. Under current federal law, it is still illegal for someone who is not a U.S. citizen to vote in a federal election. So, and I'm not an attorney, but it seems to me that this has to be addressed legally. I think the Republican National Committee needs to be extraordinarily aggressive in this area.
They need billboards up in key battlegrounds saying illegal aliens or non-citizens cannot vote, damn it.
Well, but I don't think that's going to do it. It has to be done at the polls. I mean, I think you're going to have to try to enforce current law.
But what I'm saying is, I agree, it's got to be done at the poll of voter ID. What I'm saying is, there's an attempt by Democrats to blur the lines while denying they're having illegals vote, but also saying what they are going to vote. I mean, that's quite the psyops, what I'm saying.
Well, and the way they do that is because some extreme left jurisdictions have allowed them to vote in local elections, New York City, parts of California. So the illegals themselves are probably confused. But all this is the second step of the invasion. In other words, the reason they let all these people into the country, the reason we've had open borders, was for step two, to try to get these people to vote. Now, they would have liked to have granted them citizenship so there'd be no controversy. The Congress is not going to do that, not as long as you have a Republican House. And therefore, they're going to have to cheat their way into the system. Right now, if I go to the nearest Department of Motor Vehicles right here in Florida, and I want to register to vote, no one will ask me for a birth certificate. No one will ask me for a Social Security card. Nobody will ask me for any proof of citizenship. I sign my name, and they will give me my voter registration card. It is beyond belief. The Department of Motor Vehicles are the number one source of new registrants in virtually every major state.
Well, it's now confirmed that within months, illegals get here and already have jobs and already have Social Security cards. That's not even being denied. This is really the deep state's desperate plan. If Hispanics that are American citizens and blacks that are American citizens are shifting to Trump in record numbers, then I guess this is their only emergency go-to.
I saw this video yesterday. It was very, very powerful. No, this is going to take legal action. I was busted last week because I remembered that in Detroit and in Philadelphia, at the exact same time, 3:00 in the morning, the Republican observers were physically removed by the Detroit police at the direction of the Democratic campaign.
And they covered the windows up.
right? And unfortunately, the Republicans could do nothing about that because the courts don't open until the morning, and therefore they could not file an emergency injunction or an emergency motion. I have done a little research. What is called in every single circuit, there is a duty judge, a judge who is designated that night for emergencies. Sometimes there's emergencies, for example.
And so you said, we've got their names. We're going to be on the ground when we see it. We're going to, this time we won't be caught. They claim that's you planning to steal it. No, that's you saying we're going to stay out when we know a weasel's coming in the hen house at night and killing the chickens. We're going to be waiting for the weasel.
Yeah, exactly. Your lawyer, the party lawyer, just needs how to reach the duty judge in case you need to file an emergency motion. Nothing illicit about that happens in court all the time. Usually it has to do with the health of a child, where for some reason medication or surgery.
But an election fraud is an emergency.
Well, it's a matter of life and death, that's for sure.
Okay, so shifting gears out of that, big picture, how's Trump doing? What do you make of Biden's complete meltdown? Looks like he's reaffirmed power and control. You've been predicting for years they would try to replace him before the convention or edit. Give us the latest on that, and then, of course, the big VP information.
Well, my sources tell me, Alex, that yesterday Joe Biden's pollsters, he has four, told him, based on their most recent polling, that he has an 85% probability of defeat. They also told him, among other things, that he is now trailing by 6 points in Pennsylvania. Now, what impact that will have remains to be seen. The biggest single bundler and fundraiser for Democrat and left causes, a fellow named Kramer in New York, has made it clear that he's not giving Joe money. The money has largely been cut off. You also have a situation in which I think Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and the House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries are increasingly nervous because the polling coming back is suddenly showing that states and districts that were heretofore thought to be safe are now suddenly competitive. Now, juxtapose that against the backdrop of Hunter Biden emerging as the gatekeeper for his father, Hunter Biden now emerging as the chief political strategist for his father. Jill Biden's position, I think, is pretty clear. You have to believe the other members of the Biden crime family fear prosecution. We know we have bank records. This isn't conjecture or conspiracy theory. Sorry, Dan Goldman. These are what are called facts. We have bank records that show that members of the Biden crime family have taken at least $18 million from foreign entities during the time that Joe was vice president. This includes Russia, China, Ukraine, Romania, Syria, Mexico. And so on. Can you imagine if Don Trump Jr. And Eric Trump had taken money from any foreign entity? We've had yet another impeachment. So I think.
Or $3 million from the Moscow mayor.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I met Joe Biden in the 80s. I was working for Arlen Specter, who was the Republican senator from Pennsylvania. Often we would take the Amtrak train at the end of the day. When you work for Specter, you worked day and night. We would drop Joe off in Wilmington. We would go on to Philadelphia. One thing I noticed, Alex, we always rode in the club car, but he never tipped any of the porters. The porters who brought him coffee and so on. He never tipped. It tells a little bit about a man's character.
Hillary doesn't either. No, these people are scum. Which we know about sociopaths and narcissists, they never tip. So continuing with the analysis, will they be able to remove him with the money being cut off, or will he hang on?
I still think that it's a 50-50 proposition. I spoke to a former Democrat U.S. senator yesterday who's a good friend, who served with Biden the entire time he was in the Senate. He said you cannot underestimate his stubbornness, particularly when he's lucid. And he said at this juncture, it's 50-50, but he went on to say, if he insists, on running, we just see it as a cataclysmic disaster that he would take down the entire party with him. So I still don't think we know. One thing we do know is that all the big guns in the establishment Democrat media cabal, the New York Times, the Atlantic, they're about the worst, CNN and so on, making it absolutely clear that element of their coalition think it's time for Joe to go.
Well, look, we've been talking about this for several years, and you called it years ago when he first stole the election 3.5 years ago. You said Jill runs everything. When it comes time to remove him, he was probably going to refuse. They'll put all this pressure, so they indicted Hunter. They convicted him. That doesn't work. Now they're calling him big boy, openly making fun of him in his own press corps, his own press secretary, and of course, the Defense Department spokesman. I mean, what is the pressure they're going to bring to bear on him to be able to get him to step down? I mean, I think it could be the ultimate one where they assassinate him in broad daylight and, again, recycle it, claim a Trump supporter did it, as we've been warning for years. If I was them, and I wouldn't do this myself, but if I think like them, that's a move, one of the main moves. Or maybe they just slip something in the medication he's given. He goes into a coma. I think there's a very good chance Joe Biden has a heart attack or a stroke in the next week or two, because they don't have a lot of runway to try to replace him, do they?
God forbid we don't wish that on him. But look, the people who killed John F. Kennedy are perfectly capable of killing him. It's not the exact same people, of course, but it's the same institution. Those people who tried to kill Ronald Reagan.
It was handed down. These people are a couple generations down from, it's like L.L. Lemnitzer that Kennedy fired was then the boss over Rumsfeld, but they pass on the spirit.
That is exactly right. Look, I don't know whether anyone can appeal to Joe. It is interesting that Joe is now seeming to be leaning heavily on the African American constituency with the Democrat Party to save him. James Clyburn, who's getting up there in age, said this morning that he's riding with Biden. But again, I stress, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I would love to contest for African American votes with Joe Biden in a general election. You got Trump's message of economic opportunity. You've got Trump's track record of the lowest unemployment for Black Americans
and the mugshot. Everybody loves a rebel.
And the fact that Black voters do feel that they have been unfairly targeted and treated by the criminal justice system. And now Donald Trump knows what that's like. Now you add to that his very solid record on criminal justice reform, because I'm one of those people who believes that if you are arrested for the first time nonviolent crime of possession of a small amount of marijuana, and you have no prior criminal record and you're not a danger to anyone other than yourself, you belong in a drug treatment program, not in taxpayer
finance. No, I totally agree. So with 118 days left, this looking better and better for Trump, like you say, one day is a lifetime in politics, shifting gears into the big enchilada. VP announcement coming up soon. They've said it's on the 17th of this rally. What are you hearing?
I still don't think the president has made a decision. He said that with my friend Sean Hannity the other night. I think that was the truth. Look, Trump is, as you know, the master of the tease. He's a public relations genius. So he built this hype that he was going to announce his decision at the rally in Doral last night. By the way, incredible rally. Much larger turnout than the giant rally he had before the 2022 election. Four people standing in the brutal Florida heat for 4 and 5 hours. That's really dedication. President was really on his game as well. Marco Rubio was there. Marco Rubio was very gracious. No, that does not mean that Marco Rubio has been selected. I don't think he's made a final decision yet. We've all heard the same finalists. I met Governor Burgum at the Collier County, Florida, Lincoln Reagan Day dinner. We both spoke. I was impressed with him as a speaker. But now I learned that he approved the sale of 140 acres of prime land that is in North Dakota. There's only 20 minutes from the Grand Forks Air Force Base, where we keep some of our most sophisticated offensive equipment. I also learned that the governor became wealthy by selling his software company to Bill Gates, and that he has quite a personal friendship.
So you like J.D. Vance and Ben Carson?
I'd be perfectly happy with either one of them. I also love Tulsi Gabbard if the president is going to go that way. Look, one thing you do know, whether Joe stays or whether Joe goes, the Democrat ticket's going to have a woman on it. That's why I think we should have a woman on our ticket.
What about Governor Noem? We've been hearing her name.
I think she shot herself in the foot when she shot her dog, to be honest with you. I never thought she was really in contention. And I don't know that she has the gravitas to be vice president. You know, I had some reservations about J.D. Vance, but then I looked at the fact that Richard Nixon was the exact same age when he became vice president under Eisenhower. Also, J.D. Vance's military history is very distinguished. So I think he could grow into the job of being vice president. I mean, I think he's of the choices we have. He'd be an excellent choice. He's not a neocon. He's got great energy. He's very, very smart.
What about Rubio? Is he really still in a possibility?
Well, it's very hard to read the tea leaves. You run into that 12th Amendment Article 2 issue about them both being from Florida. There is a legal solution to that. Look, Trump is playing this very, very, very close to the vest. And Alex, as I've said, the one thing unpredictable about Donald Trump is that he's completely unpredictable. So he could pull a hat out of nowhere that we've never thought about. But if he does that, I guarantee whoever it is will be genius. So I'm not endorsing anybody.
So could it be General Flynn?
Again, you run into that same Florida problem. I just think, well, there's a way around that problem. They could both run together and then one of the two of them could change their state residence between the election and the time the Electoral College is voted. But do you want to spend a whole campaign, 4 months, explaining that to people? I think it's too complicated.
But do you think Flynn will take a position in the new White House?
I think Mike Flynn, there's a number of key positions he could serve in. He could return as a national security advisor. He could be head of the Central Intelligence Agency. There's any number of excellent places where I think he would be.
All right, Roger, StoneZone.com. Thank you so much for your critical analysis. 20 seconds left. How is Trump doing?
He is in the best mood of his entire life. If anything, things are going too good. He is just like, can this all really be happening? This is amazing. Do you believe all this? And I said, yes, sir, I do, because I pray. You could never have foreseen this. Alex, you and I talked about this. The obstacles.
Hold on. Do 5 more minutes. We got to talk about Trump and what's happening. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case. But I intellectually
and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now. Because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Repost the spaces topic of will the deep state assassinate Biden now that he's refusing to step down? Because that's a very serious point to make. We know George Clooney is the mouthpiece of Obama. He's saying he must step down. They are so upset he's not stepping down. I think the sky's the limit. But in closing, Roger, you got cut off by the break, StoneZone.com. Find all your great shows and great material and research and key analysis in this fight. Oh, what a beachhead against tyranny we've got with you. In closing, in this little short segment, finishing up, you know, Trump, everything's going his way. Everything the globalists touch is turning to crap. Trump has the Midas touch. They have the SH-T, you know, touch. But we can't get too celebratory here because they've got election fraud. They've got so much going on. But just how is Trump doing right now? You said you talked to him. You just can't believe how it's all blowing up in their face. All the trials are blowing up. Everything goes against him. Everything boosts his numbers. All the other trials are getting postponed. It's all unraveling. The evidence tampering of Jack Smith. I mean, there's not just evil in the universe. You know there's a God when you see this happen, Roger.
I think back, Alex, to us talking about this, you know, a year ago, and between the lawfare and the efforts to dump him off the ballot and so on, it seemed insurmountable. So, yeah, I see the hand of God. I'm very candid about it. I was on Elijah Streams yesterday. We talked about it extensively. I see the hand of God here. But Trump himself, I've never seen him more disciplined. I've never seen him more focused. That debate's a perfect example. He was tight. He was disciplined. He was funny. He made all of his points. He ignored the several attempts by Biden to debate him. But the interesting I found was that in Biden's interview with George Stephanopoulos, when he's trying to justify his miserable performance, he said, well, you know, Trump, every time they would cough, turn off his microphone, he'd keep yelling at me, and I shouldn't have let that distract me. Alex, I went back and looked at the tape. That didn't happen, not even once. Donald Trump never attempted to cross-talk him, not even once. So this guy lies at the drop of a hat based on nothing. Did somebody tell him that? How could he remember something that didn't
But he's
happen?
Saying, I stopped Putin. I created NATO. I mean, it just the lying is like Olympic level.
No, he shut Putin down. Where exactly is Putin shut down? I'm not seeing this. Oh, women don't have abortion in the 8th or 9th months of their pregnancies. Yes, they do. There were more border crossings, illegal border crossings under Donald Trump than there were under my administration. Another lie. This guy is a congenital liar. But their talking point is Trump lied so many times. Well, the problem with that is, for example, they consider a lie when Trump won't say, oh, January 6th was an insurrection and I was responsible. They're so ridiculous. But I did a piece on this. It's up at Stone Zone where I tried to count all the lies. He told people to inject bleach for COVID-19. He never said that. He didn't praise Nazis in Charlottesville as fine people.
Yeah, even Snopes now says that's fake. So here's the question. If the Democrats are melting down, once something starts, nothing succeeds like success, nothing fails like failure. I smell victory here. I don't want to get overconfident here, but I smell victory.
I'm feeling better and better, and here's the most important reason why. If Joe's hangs on, and let's assume for the sake of closing this out that he does anyone think he's going to have a gaffe or incident-free 4 months of campaigning? There is zero chance of that. His most recent media appearances have not been successful. I'm not sure what he said at NATO. He seems to have offended the general secretary. He had a pencil in his hand during the whole time he was interviewed by Stephanopoulos. Doctors tell me that holding on to something is a symptom.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It is 12:06 Central Standard Time, broadcasting worldwide from deep in the heart of Texas. And I had cleared the slate today of guests, but I wanted to get Roger on. He was just on, as you know, for 35 minutes, Roger Stone. But now it's your chance, and I love talking to you on Spaces, on X, to be a speaker and reach millions of viewers and listeners on my show, and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, depending on how big it goes, on X. And of course, we're also streaming this live show at Real Alex Jones on X as well. So, I put out a headline earlier about the deep state, you know, turns against Biden as he refuses to step down, and I just changed the headline. I told the crew to post it on X. Most of the time I'm posting myself to see the typos, but sometimes I dictate it to them. But if we can pull up Real Alex Jones on X right now, the headline should be, will the deep state assassinate Biden if he refuses to leave? That is a big, big question. We just launched that literally a minute ago. So repost that on X, send that out, join us as speakers there right now. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we will start taking speakers from X on this huge subject. Will the deep state assassinate Biden if he refuses to leave? I'm also going to open up our phone system on that one subject, because that's their next move. Make no mistake. And they're not going to do it themselves publicly. They'll blame a Trump supporter and recycle that. That's what I see. I've been saying it for 3 years, and that's where I see all the lines converging. So we'll give out the toll-free number in a moment, and we will also take comments from speakers on X at Real Alex Jones. Now, there's a lot of other huge news I'm going to be interspersing during all of this, but really the biggest takeaway is that Biden's refusing to step down. The fundraisers are all drying up. The major donors are basically all quitting. All of the Obama surrogates are coming out, like George Clooney, who's a horrible person, but he is Obama's spokesperson against Biden. It is going down. So what is this ongoing train wreck going to look like with Biden saying, hey, I had sex with the head of NATO's wife, and just all the rest of the insanity? We are going to be looking at this here today in great detail. Now, I want to talk about something really, really important. We've seen a lot of people and a lot of corporate media and a lot of pundits, when I say a lot, thousands of articles, in the last month saying InfoWars will imminently be shut down. And they panicked with a federally appointed CRO and federally appointed U.S. trustee from the Justice Department, and 5 weeks ago ordered this place shut without a court order. The judge excoriated them, fired them 3 weeks ago. Then 2 weeks ago, the Democrat Party lawyers that use the Sandy Hook parents as a front group came in and said, we want him shut down today. The judge shut that down. Then they tried to grab InfoWars a week and a half ago at the state court. The judge said that's illegal and shut that down. This is epic. People say, how is this continuing on? Because we're fighting. We're not giving up. You're praying. But I love how 5 weeks ago I told you this happened. I'm like, oh, yeah, they came out in order to shut it down. And you stood up to them and all this. Where's the video? You want on top of that video confronting people? This is serious. I tried to not escalate. Now it's all in the court record. It's, of course it's true. Of course I didn't make this up. I don't cry wolf. So we are surrounded by wolves, but we've got God on our side, and we've got the people that love God supporting us. So I need all of you to understand that we're still here for at least 3 months. But if people think we're not going to be here and don't support InfoWarsStore.com with great sales and great products, we'll shut down by extension. That's been happening. People aren't buying stuff. Even though we're selling all the products, it's gone away because they think we're about to be shut down. No. You order something, you get it. And so it'll be you that decides to shut us down. If you don't go there and get X2 and X3 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion about to sell it and all of it. But what I want to talk to you about is a fundraiser. We have a couple thousand copies of the number one worldwide bestseller, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Huge, thick book I wrote. Just came out 6-8 months ago. There are a few thousand signed copies left, and it is a fundraiser. I want to thank those of you that got a signed copy, but I want to encourage all of you that have not gotten a signed copy and you want a chance to support the broadcast and know that at the critical juncture you fought to get the funds in to keep operating because we're right on the edge of the red and the black. To go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening today. And there's almost 3,000 copies left of the signed, 1,000 copies unsigned. There's also about 700 copies of The Great Reset, the predecessor book to this. And unless we get a buyer and things change and, you know, whatever, we'll be shut down in a few months. But we will probably continue on. God's hand is on us. The force is with us. Please go now. It's in stock, ready to ship at InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening, ladies and gentlemen. Defeating the globalists and launching the next great renaissance. And when these signed copies are gone here, they're going to be gone. I'm going to sign this right now. 2024. And I thank you for everything you do to support us. And this will be put in the warehouse. Somebody will get this book. Put a little something extra on there. All right. So I appreciate you. Get The Great Awakening, Defeating the Globalists, and Launching the Next Great Renaissance. With myself, Alex Jones, Ken Heckenlively helped put it together with a foreword by Stephen K. Bannon, who's a political prisoner right now in Connecticut in jail. InfoWarsStore.com. We're betting on you. We believe on you, but we cannot do this without your support. Get a copy, signed or unsigned now, the last copies at InfoWarsStore.com, and I humbly thank you all for your support. Now, please take action. All right, let's fire up the phone system. By that, it's a digital computer system. She turned it on. And we're going to open the phones up on, will the deep state assassinate Joe Biden? Or how will they force him to leave because they want him gone and there's a civil war in the Democratic Party? That is a huge, critical issue with 118 days left of the election. And what will they pull on Trump? Will the judge at this hearing next week throw Trump in jail? We're talking about the election. This is a huge subject. There's a million ways to, and angles to cover it. So we'll fire up the phone system, and I'll give it the toll-free number right now. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. Long-time callers, first-time callers, agree, disagree. If you're some leftist, we'll put you on air. Just have a clean phone line. Be ready to talk. This is an unfiltered broadcast. We believe in people power. We bet on humanity. 877-789-2539. 2539. But the front and center discussion is, what will the deep state do to Joe Biden now that he is destroying them and the money's been turned off and they want to get rid of him? And who is it they're planning to replace him with? That is a huge central subject. And we don't just have millions of great people listening, which is amazing. We have the main talk show host, the top talk show host, foreign talk show host, major leaders, the government's listening. This is a very important broadcast because it's tomorrow's news today. Will the deep state assassinate Biden if he refuses to leave? We just launched that connection up there. If you want to call in as a speaker on X at Real Alex Jones. All right. That said, I don't normally do this. I do this about once a month. I don't normally air a special report twice in one show, but this one's powerful. They're all powerful. This is particularly informative and powerful. And it deals with the illegal aliens voting and illegal aliens being given Social Security, illegal aliens being given jobs, which the Democrats have gone from denying to now openly admitting. So I want to go to the special report and come back with breaking news. SP1, Special Report 1, illegals getting Social Security numbers within 4 months of crossing the border. From Greg Reese, here it is.
Over the past few years, illegal immigrants have been given U.S. bank debit cards from the United Nations, reportedly $1.6 billion.
Does that go into your bank account?
¿A dónde va? ¿Tienes una cuenta? ¿Una tarjeta?
Sí.
¿Tienes?
Oh, let me see. I'm standing outside the United Nations office in Tapachula, Mexico. One of the things that is happening here and all along the migrant trail is that the United Nations is handing out cash and debit cards and rental assistance and movement assistance to immigrants to help sustain them on their road to El Norte.
Catholic Charities have been managing the illegal invasion at the southern border, spending millions while profiting billions. And the local police admit that they are under their direction.
The officers were all here with the under the direction of Catholic Charities.
Richard Poiso of Chicago reported that these illegals are getting Social Security cards within 4 months of crossing the southern border.
So yesterday, I ran into somebody that I haven't seen in a while. He's been here for about 5 months in the United States, 6 months, something like that. And he says, hey, I'm looking for work. And I said, well, I can't hire you, man. I'm not, I gotta hire like legitimate people or whatever. And he was like, no, I'm legitimate now. And he's broken English, kind of bits and pieces together, and he pulls his ID and stuff out of his pocket. And he says, I've got Social Security card now, and I got worker's ID and permit for working, everything all legit. Stamp, city stamping, specialized Social Security envelope. This dude got on the buses from Texas to Chicago, got in process here in Chicago, found an apartment building within the first week, an efficiency apartment, moved into the apartment building, and then has been working cash jobs under the table for the last 4 months until recently got his worker's permit. And now he's working for a roofing company, but they're laid off right now. They're laid off right now, and he's looking for work. We have people literally trying to do everything that have been waiting for years that still don't have what this guy has in 4 months. That's how fucked up our government is. That's how much they care about the illegal migrants more than they care about their own people. The problem is, and this is fucked up for me to say this, some Americans have done this to themselves because they're fucking lazy and they won't get off their ass to go out and actually get the stuff done that they're trying to get done, that they need to be getting done. Like, this guy came here knowing that he could lose his life, lose everything. He gets here. Now he's a worker. Within 4 months, done all his paperwork, went to all his appointments and stuff, and figured out the system, and is hustling. It's really, really, really messed up that they would do this for people that are not even from this country. They didn't help build this country. They didn't help contribute to this country. And they just walk right in like they do and just get handed ID, Social Security card, just get them on the payroll and stuff. Let's just do it for them. Let's get them set, but not take care of our own people that are on the streets. It's messed up.
Joe Biden opposes the SAVE Act, which would require proof of citizenship to vote for him this November. without having to provide proof of citizenship, a social security card, and a driver's license will certainly suffice. Voter fraud may not be necessary if 30 million UN migrants can vote. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Illegals getting social security numbers within 4 months of crossing the border. All of it's illegal. The deep state does whatever they want, whenever they want, however they want. And we have massive child trafficking going on by the millions and millions. And we have whistleblowers in Congress reporting on all of this. I want to play clip 12, HHS whistleblower Deborah White. And then I'm going to start taking your phone calls ahead of Chase Keiser coming in to run the spaces and take your spaces speakers on. What are they going to do to Joe Biden because he refuses to step down? You better understand that he's not doing what the deep state tells him. They're going to get rid of him, just like Kennedy. So Tara and Jody and Al Killer and Joshua and Baker, we're going to you and other callers here in just a moment. But first, here's what's really happening.
I believed that my language and professional skills could be a valuable in reuniting families. What I discovered was horrifying. Make no mistake, children were not going to their parents. They were being trafficked with billions of taxpayer dollars by a contractor failing to vet sponsors and process children safely, with government officials complicit in it. In June of 2021, I discovered the first case of trafficking, and along with my counterpart, Tara Rodas, reported it. But children continued to be sent to dangerous locations with improperly vetted sponsors. One case in Florida had over 12 children linked to one sponsor at multiple addresses. Children were sent to addresses that were abandoned houses or non-existent in some cases. In Michigan, a child was sent to an open field. Even after we reported making a 911 call after hearing someone scream for help, yet the child was still sent.
That's Alejandro Mayorkas and Biden, pedophile kings. Hundreds of thousands of children confirmed in sex slavery, and they just do it. You think anybody's safe while this is going on? It's on record. All right, so what are they going to do now that their puppet has outlived his usefulness? How will the deep state take out Biden, or what's going to happen? What's your view? I want to hear it. Tara in Nevada, you're on the air. Thanks for calling. Go ahead, Tara. You want to talk? All right, Tara, don't want to talk. Thank you, Tara, for the call. We're going to take a call now from Florida. We'll talk to Jody in Florida. Go ahead, Jody.
Yeah, hi. This is the DEI administration. They want the first black or Jamaican, Canadian, within Southeast Asian, Indian, everything across the board except for lesbian. Let's go. They're going to put her into power during a lame duck session, I believe, where she has less power, because it's going to be an overwhelming run of Trump's going to win it. Clear cut. They see that. The money has to go to the incumbent president, which will end up being probably, because of the DEI, they're going to pull the 25th Amendment. They'll pull that. She has to pull the linchpin on that, and I believe she will, knowing that she will.
Yeah, that's why I love calls. Exactly. Other than assassinate him, will they initiate the 25th Amendment and have the vice president initiate it with Congress and say that Biden is incompetent?
They will have to, only because the world already saw what they did that on purpose. They have to set the tone, and like you always say, they set the tone first. They set the precedent first. On this, what's going to happen, I think Roger Stone is right in one thing. Big Mike will come out, but it's going to be to criticize everything that Trump does, setting her up for the next 4 years. But knowing Trump and loving Trump the way I do, I think he's going to go for a family thing like the Adams, like the Bushes, and let's see what we can do with Donald Trump Jr. And that's Big Mike's turn to criticize everything that Trump is going to do to set her up for 2028.
All right, Jody, great points. Let's talk to folks in Virginia. Let's talk to Owl Killer on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, the other day when you had the stenographer on that was claiming that Biden was blackmailing Obama.
Yeah, McCormick. McCormick.
It brought me back to something that Lee Stranahan had discovered about 5 years ago. I don't know what they're going to do with him, because I think the reason he ran was to cover up what was going on in Ukraine. And that's why they made such a big deal about that call that Trump had made to Zelensky at the time about the $1 billion in bribe money. Now, if people want to look this up, you can type in a name, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, who was jailed by Putin in 2003. And when he goes to jail, he's basically an oligarch.
You can't make it up.
He passes his shares to Jacob Rothschild. That's Washington Times.
I remember.
And then Joe Biden in 2005 issues, of course, Senate Resolution 322. You know, they got to play with the 322 number, just like Colin Bones. And the two co-sponsors of the bill, anybody can look this up themselves, John McCain and Barack Obama, the junior senator from Illinois, who nobody ever heard of in their life. And in 2008, you had a choice to vote for Rothschild banker number one, John McCain, or the other one, Barack Obama. The reason they had to run Biden is because the crime is so big. Whatever went on in Ukraine, the crime is so big that it's all in. That's why they didn't care with the Russiagate situation. That's why they were willing to frame a president. And the cover up is almost bigger than the crime at this point. They could have just dealt with the issue as it arrived, but they just dug themselves in deeper. And I'll tell you something else. I can't prove it, but I think Hunter Biden is who's in the Steele dossier, because that stuff is too extreme.
Sure, let me ask you this. Do you think they'll assassinate Biden? That's the question I'm asking.
No, so I don't think so. I think he really, if he goes down, too many other people go down.
So they're going to do 25th Amendment, or just let him continue on and they replace him with Kamala later?
I don't know what they have in that. That's what I'm wondering is what are they willing to do to keep him in? Because whoever's controlling him, it has to be somebody.
But I mean, we know it's been Obama to a great extent, and Obama has his proxies like Clooney attacking him. Thanks for the call. Josiah in Pennsylvania, got about 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yep, go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, okay. It's Joshua, by the way.
Okay.
Good audio?
Hey, yeah, man, I'm going to give you one more shot here, brother. Go ahead. You want to talk on air? You don't want to be on air.
Sure. Yeah, so I don't think that they're going to assassinate him. I don't think they need to, because, it's such a disgrace to the Democratic Party that it just feeds into their whole agenda of causing civil war. So, I mean, you know, you see that coming out with movies, the Civil War. I went to see that, and it's really disturbing what they're trying to program into, the population. But it's an old tactic, the divide and conquer. So I think they're probably going to keep him alive, or maybe just fake a natural death, but I really don't think they need to. And one other thing I'd like to touch upon is that their whole agenda is to divide and conquer America. You've said that on air plenty of times. And another way they're doing it is using AI algorithms online, social media, X, Facebook, whatever. And you could see that so say you have a bunch of friends that are conservative and you see the same post, you see the same rhetoric, Donald Trump is great.
Yeah, they put you in a silo. You think you're winning, you don't know you're losing.
Exactly. And they do the same thing for the other side. So it's a really sad thing, because in my community, people in my family, we don't even talk to each other anymore. And it actually, it's actually really upsetting to me.
Well, Joshua, it is divide and conquer. And I'm sorry I got your name wrong. Hold over. I want you to finish your point about your family. We're going to take comments from speakers on X and more calls. Will they assassinate Joe Biden? We've already had some great commenters, 25th Amendment and more. This is why we're taking your calls. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well drillers, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil. Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we've put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second great renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of the society we could build together. That's why it's The Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we got a simulcast here on my radio/TV program. Over 300 radio stations, over 100 cable and TV stations. Massive audience at InfoWars.com/show, band up video, and real Alex Jones on the mighty X Elon Musk platform. And we're hitting on all cylinders here. We got loaded phone lines on will they assassinate Biden? And callers said no, they'll list 25th Amendment at him, which is a great point. But if they kill Biden, And if they blame a Trump supporter, that gives them the recycling and the false flag at the same time. So I think that is a real serious possibility. So, again, if you're on X watching, you want to join the spaces at Real Alex Jones, we'll be taking U.S. speakers coming up as people propagate the space. Most folks a week ahead say we're going to have a space on this, or a day before we do it, kind of just boom. It's great to talk to folks on X. But Chase has said this many times. We're going to start scheduling a few times a week during the show so people know a week ahead of time when we're going to do the spaces so they can come join. They've been a success. They've been great. Just that people need to be able to know about it and actually, you know, take some time to have that propagate. Chase, your take on the poll numbers even more devastating against Biden, the deep state totally turning against him. He's refusing to leave. He's talking about having sex with the NATO Stoltenberg Secretary General's wife. I mean, this is, again, incredible unintentional comedy. If it wasn't so insanely dangerous, what do you think they're going to do over this crisis?
Well, I think there's a lot of variables at play here. One of the things that comes to mind is we know that the deep state and the Democratic Party are increasingly globalist organizations. And over the last several decades, they've increasingly catered to the interests of other nations, whether it's NATO, UN, WEF, you name it. It's obvious that the establishment political left.
It's all about the big international deals they get.
Right.
And they just parlay American power.
Exactly. And so the problem that the international community faces with Biden is they know that if Trump wins, that is going to undermine their globalist initiatives. But they also feel that Biden, though he's a globalist, is less likely to win against Trump than any number of other candidates. But at the same time, they're trying to contemplate whether replacing him at the last second is actually going to make it even more likely that Trump wins, right? And so this is a complicated moment in this chess game that is international politics. But I think what's happening is the international community is quietly nudging the Democratic Party to find a way to replace Biden because they realize that an ambush candidate is a better angle for them than the dementia in chief.
Exactly. That's perfectly said. They want the ambush candidate, meaning no vetting, no background, just sneak attack.
Right.
And then they know they're going to try to steal it. They know Trump's going to win. They want to have plausible victory in the theft. They know no one's going to buy Biden stealing it a second time.
Yeah, that's a really good point. If Biden wins on November 5th, then even people who were adamant that our election integrity was giant are going to switch teams and realize that this is a major shift. I mean, even when 538, formerly Nate Silver's company, is coming out and saying that Trump is going to win, that's a big indicator because that's not been a favorable source in terms of the poll. So, yes. They need to replace Biden if they want to win on November 5th. And I do think they're going to throw in an ambush candidate because Trump's campaign, as many resources as it has, as many brilliant and talented people as are involved, it's difficult to prepare for one candidate that you're running against. But if you don't know among a list of 30 people that it could potentially be, that divides the resources and the interest and the attention and focus of the Trump campaign. And this is an opportunity for the Democrats to really throw a curveball at the last minute and not give the Trump campaign the time that it needs.
And speaking of curveballs, we're 118 days out. It is now official. Governors, the Democrats are saying bird flu is devastating. They're killing chickens and cows all over the country. Food supply is shutting down. Giant chicken plants are blowing up every few hours all over the U.S. We're being undermined right now. There's no doubt weird stuff's going on.
Well, it's been weird over the last several years seeing so many different things happen in the way of our agriculture and cattle. First, we were seeing that China was grabbing thousands upon thousands of acres. Then we were seeing that Bill Gates is grabbing thousands upon thousands of acres of farmland. Then we're seeing bird coops go up in flames time and time again for no reason. And then simultaneously, there's these initiatives against agriculture from the climate activists. So on all fronts, for some reason, our food production, which is basically our only meaningful export,
which is what the WEF said they would do, they'll attack the food,
is going down. And then now suddenly there's this flu that's even more dangerous than COVID, but for birds and chickens that's coming out.
And they're using fake PCR tests to get the results. So I've got some reports on that next hour after we take more calls and talk to speakers on X as the X spaces propagates. We'll go to those in a few minutes. Let's go to Baker in California on the deep state problem with Biden. Will they take him out? Will they 25th Amendment him? What do you think, Baker?
Well, there's a debate in September, and if Joe Biden is in that debate, it is over for them. No matter with all the Democrats who say they'll vote for Biden, even if they roll him out in a coffin, which is disgusting, they have to 25th Amendment him and get Kamala Harris. And that's the only thing they could do. Now,
so you don't think assassination 25th is there, definitely. But do they kill him and blame it on Trump supporters?
Well, the thing is, people are too awake. So Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, just the way that Joe Rogan and Jimmy Dore are talking, the deep state can't do anything like this. If they assassinate Trump and they tell you that it's white supremacist and it's all this, it's going to get...
That's right. When Joe Rogan reaches 30 million people a day and he sounds just like me and is openly saying I'm right about basically everything, and then I'm not trying to brag, it's true, he said that yesterday, and that the deep state's trying to take me down, what do they do when we all become Alex Jones? It's a big problem.
And you know what's sad about this is that that it took dementia, Parkinson's for people to realize this, and not the fact that Joe Biden's policies are fundamentally destroying us. That's what's really sad about this, is that they don't care about enacting policies that will actually work. All they're doing is wargaming how to control it. And you know what another thing is what the beauty of the presidency and the executive is that the president's able to get into office and clean house in the government. That's literally the people touching and influencing the government. And by replacing Biden, and I mean, people like Destiny saying they'll vote for him if they roll him out in an urn. How dare you, bro? That means that you're willing to hand over the people's vote to a security state apparatus.
Yeah, what you're admitting is you're giving it to the oligarchy, and the oligarchy is coming out in the open and admitting we don't really elect presidents. Great point. Thank you so much. Let's go to some Spaces commenters, and we'll go back to Young, Pharaoh, Nigel, Gerald, Carl, Sean, Kyle, Matt, Jeff, Jim, Zach, and others. In fact, that's enough calls. We'll get to all those calls during the show. That's enough calls because I want to get to Spaces as well. We'll get to those calls on the board. We'll also get to these Spaces, folks. Who's up first?
Let's go to Alex Stone. Alex, you've had your hand raised for some time. Go ahead and
unmute. And that's Roger Stone's nephew.
Yep.
That is correct. Hey, guys, thank you so much for having me on. We have to look at three things that are very similar between this situation and the situation of John F. Kennedy. Okay, the first thing that we look at is the vice presidents. Both vice presidents were people that ran against Lyndon Baines Johnson, ran against JFK. JFK selected him to be vice president. Kamala Harris ran against Joe Biden. Joe Biden selected her to be vice president. So she's going to be behind this because she wanted to be president. The number two thing that you look at is they cite something that is very, very, a very big issue with the president. For President JFK, they cited the fact that he was addicted to the methamphetamines that Dr. Feelgood was giving him. What you're looking at with Joe Biden is the fact that he is too old and too senile to do it. He can't do it anymore. The third thing is that each of these presidents, they resisted the deep state. JFK was resisting the deep state and everything that they wanted, and Joe Biden is resisting the deep state and them calling for him to be to get out of this race. They are going to assassinate him, and it's very, very similar to the way that they did it with JFK. They have the vice presidents that wanted to be president. They have the thing that they cite to get him out, and then they're going to kill him because they refuse to listen.
No, you're right. The climate is exactly the same.
That is exactly right. I think it's going to happen.
One difference, though, is traditionally speaking, based on my limited knowledge of history, when leaders get assassinated, whether it's Caesar or JFK, they tend to be incredibly popular. What do you think about the fact that Joe Biden just isn't popular?
They kill people that won't step down too.
Yeah, I guess.
But that's how you make him popular. Oh, the right. If they kill him, I believe they false flag it and say we did it.
Yeah. But why would we do that if he's already losing? That's what's so questionable about it.
Because you grab victory for the cause of defeat. Yeah. Now you don't make it about how he was senile and an idiot. Somebody killed him. And then, the sympathy vote for the Democrats.
Makes sense.
Want a civil war. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying I think it's a real possibility. Alex, anything else?
No, that's all. I think they're going to assassinate him, and just those reasons alone, just the glaring similarities between JFK's assassination and the possibility of Biden's.
All right, Alex Stone, thank you so much. Let's take another Spaces.
Okay, let's go to Robert the Builder. Robert, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Thank you, Alex. I think everything we're seeing right now is a divine intervention. The Trump-Biden debate, I think even Trump probably thought he was given to him on a silver platter.
Well, interrupt you. You heard Roger like at 45 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. He talked to Trump. Yeah. He said Trump can't believe how well things are going.
Exactly. And what's strange is that just happened, and you've done that too, and it's the same thing I'm thinking. So I think that it's a gift. It was given to us, and we should be grateful for it. And then I'd like to bring up a story. We Are Marshall, a whole football team that was in a plane crash. You know, they died and everything, and the town was devastated. And I think We Are Marshall, America, and, you know, what happens. We've been through about 3.5 years. But the team was able to, and some of the people didn't want to come back. They wanted to give up and quit. But there was those that didn't, and they put the team back together, and it took time. But they ended up winning, you know, I mean, 10 championships. And so I think We Are Marshall, and I'm seeing we're a divine intervention. And
well, let me just say, it's all God. They have tried for 5 weeks. Yes. Stuff that's so epic, I can't even believe I'm saying it. It doesn't even sound real. No court order, groups trying to shut us down, all this craziness, and it's all failed. And it is literally God. As long as we keep fighting, God keeps us in place. But God gives us constant challenges to show it's me in control. It's God in control. God's saying, I'm in control. You got it now? I always take you right to the edge of defeat, and then I save your ass again like the widow's mite.
Right, and then one other point. God helps those that help themselves, but what I'm seeing right now is God is helping those who can't help themselves. That's how, you know, he's helping us. And the last point I want to make is that as far as Biden is, I think their easiest path of least resistance is to keep Kamala in. And so if they do that, and they might use artificial intelligence, AI, to make Biden look good.
By the way, the Huffington Post and others came out and said we're going to use fake AI. I agree. So maybe they push him over the finish line and then put Kamala in after.
Question for you on the last point. If they do that, who would be the vice? Who would be the VP for Kamala?
They're saying Hillary. And then if you're against it, you're against women or Gavin Newsom.
Okay, and then one last point, and I'll shut up. Thank you, Alex. Is it everything that you went through and happened to you, it could have been avoided. I'm not going to get into it because we don't want to go negative right now. But I'm just saying, like, it could have been avoided. That's all I want to say.
And well, you know, hindsight's 2020. Thank you, brother. All right, let's go ahead and go to Young Pharaoh on the phones. Young Pharaoh in New York, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Salute, General Jones. I just want to say God bless you and God bless your soul and your ambition to never give up on humanity, even though people are so simple-minded and so easily manipulated through the deep state and through other bad occults that have plagued our humanity through centuries. But it's not our fault. It's because we're such innocent creatures and we don't know better. We just believe in God, and it just gets overwhelmed by characters and people that play characters, and they're not real characters. Like, you're a real person. You're not just a character. You're a real person. These people, they play characters, and they're not real people, so that's why they manipulate simple-minded people such as me. But I'm a little more complex because I've lived in New York City through the pandemic, and I've seen all the fake FDNY. I've seen the fake sheriffs with the Mac house and how they try to shut it down in Staten. I've been there, done that. And also, Mr. Chase Geyser, this is 7-Eleven. But on a whole nother route, this is I'm at 7-Eleven.
Hey, man.
But yeah, you know who I am. So Joe Biden, he's going to steal the election again. That's what I feel. And I think that the left and the mainstream media is playing with everybody. So if they're going to say that he's cognitive, like, deficiency, and he can't have the right IQ to be the president, and everybody knows that, but at the same time, they're going to defend him by propping him up and say, oh, you don't have the mental capacity, and they're going to put him in through all these meetings and all these press conferences, and they're going to show the public, oh, you see, he can actually talk. He can actually, and even if he says, I'm going to F the wife this and that, who's going to do anything about it? People like the J6ers that are incarcerated, and thank God Corrine, the girl Corrine Clifford, she covers that. And also these feds, they want to deprogram us and send us to quarantine camps, and they want to just basically deprogram anybody that's ever believed in Trump and the ideology and Pizzagate and child abuse. And woo, Chase, guys, you don't have that. I love you, Alex.
All right, appreciate you, Brother Colin. All right, let's go back to the commenters here from Spaces.
All right, let's go to Pam Hemphill. Pam, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say if you're still with us.
Yeah, if Alex Jones believes in the First Amendment, I hope he allows me a chance to say what I'd like to say. I'm a J6 defendant. I was given the name by Tucker Carlson, Mega Granny, but I call myself ex-Mega Granny. It's really funny and ironic how you put that topic, will the deep state assassinate Biden? Because what I heard was Michael Flynn would assassinate Trump and blame it on the Democrats. But I got to set this record straight that Biden has already collected $240 million, and the Democrats will be voting for Biden. Biden will not step down. We don't want him to step down. So it's false information, disinformation that you're spreading out there. And I'm sorry that you're doing this because, you know, I got lied to, and that's why I'm no longer with the party anymore because I've got facts now.
Yeah, well, just to be clear, we're not censoring you. We're not censoring you speaking back to you. And I have heard of who you are. Okay. I mean, you say disinfo. We're having an open call, open spaces. You can call and give your views. What's going to happen to Biden? What do you predict? I don't know what's going to happen. So you say disinfo.
Hold on.
You made an accusation. What is the disinfo? I don't know what it is. We're having an open discussion here.
That the deep state, well, the deep state is Project 2025. That's the deep state. We know that for a fact. You've got written a book about it.
From my memory, you were the grandma got arrested, and then I guess you turned against Trump, and CNN said, oh, she broke her programming. That's you, right?
Broke what programming?
No. Ma'am, hold on. I'll give you the floor for like 3-4 minutes. I'm going to ask you a question. I'm trying to remember. Are you the lady that was a Trump supporter and now you say MAGA's a cult? That's you, right?
And yeah, that's me. I'm on CNN in every foreign country you can name.
Okay, great. Wow. So CNN are the rebels. Trump's the establishment. You've got the floor. Tell me about my disinfo. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying you guys sound alike sometimes, except for we have the receipts, which is Project 2025, which you want to do and destroy our democracy. They say the same thing. That Michael Flynn wants to assassinate Trump and blame the Democrats. It's the same thing. You're both saying the same thing. And both, when you get into a space, when I did, see, I started the first J6 defended space until I found out some facts about really what is happening inside the jails with these defendants making up lies.
Well, let's cover one thing at a time. General Flynn's going to assassinate Trump. I didn't know about that.
That's the rumor, just like what you're putting out there. There's no receipts to this. There's no facts to this.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Put her on hold for a minute. I want to say something here. Biden is a floundering idiot. They're trying to remove him. The Democrats have asked him to step down. That's not a rumor. He's refusing to step down. So they do 25th Amendment, or do they let him get in and remove him later? Or is he president in 100 years? Well, there's no rumors here. We're talking about real things that are happening. The system wants him out. And so where is the disinfo, MAGA granny?
That system does not want him out. It's a very small percentage of Democrats that are using the Russian disinformation to split us and divide us. That's all.
Am I Russian disinformation?
I don't know what you are. How would I know? I'm just saying that the Democrats will all come out in numbers and vote for Biden like you've never seen before. We are done playing around with you guys. It's insanity. All this disinformation that's going on.
You just keep saying, said Russian disinfo. Where that was all discredited. You're the one with theories. The Democratic Party says they want Biden gone. I said, how far will they go to do that? You're saying that's disinfo too.
I'm saying your title is disinformation. There's no deep state that's going to assassinate Biden. The deep state.
So there is no permanent bureaucracy, intelligence agency. So you're with CNN. That's the rebels. Okay. So who is the deep? If CNN and ABC News and the New York Times, they're the rebels, and the billionaires giving 99% of their money to Biden, they're the rebels. Well, then tell me who's the big bad wolf then?
I'm not with anyone. I'll get on Fox if they would put me on there because I'm just trying everything I can to get the facts out there, not rumors or propaganda.
No, you said we're putting out this info. I'm going to ask you for the fourth time. What have I've said? Will they use 25th Amendment? Will they assassinate? Will he get elected? I'm asking questions to callers.
No, there's no such thing as, there's nothing about, nobody's going to get assassinated. I'm just saying you say the same things. Both parties say the same things.
Ma'am, listen, I'm here on air with the spaces. We didn't screen your call. You called in. We put you on air, just like the callers. And I'm having a discussion because I don't know what's going to happen. So where's my disinfo? I'm just here trying. I mean, we'll put you on hold for a minute. Let you have a closing comment. Chase, we didn't have a pre-discussion. I said, let's just ask people what they think they're going to do with Biden. We're just having a discussion. Where is the disinfo, Chase?
I mean, when you're asking the question, it's not really disinformation. I guess it might catalyze or provoke conversation in a certain direction, but these are questions that we actually have. We're not asking them as some kind of gimmick. I've said a million times that we're not on air to sell supplements. We sell supplements to be on air. We're doing this because we're genuinely interested in the conversation. It's not some agenda or propaganda. We're not paid by anybody except our supporters.
Has anybody ever given you orders around here?
No.
I mean,
I'm thinking, no. The CRO.
Yes, he tried, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm the boss, and Alex Jones sucks, and I'm going to fire him, and he's fired.
Yep.
So, all right, ma'am, you have 60 seconds, closing comment.
Well, questions put thoughts in people's minds, and that's how it starts. It's a very narcissistic way of spinning the facts, that's all. It's just a tactic.
Okay, well, I appreciate you exposing us. You remember the New York Times. Don't ask questions. Don't do your own research. We are bad for opening up to millions of people to give their take on Biden being a train wreck. So you're saying, is it disinfo that Biden's a train wreck?
Yes, it is disinformation. He's the best president we've ever had.
Please tell me another one. You're Rodney Dangerfield at this point. Can I hear a little more here? Tell me another one. I'm all ears. Like I've been paid big money to be at the top comedy club here. What's the next one?
That's okay. One day you'll apologize.
Oh,
tell me
what is that? This hat looks like a nightmare. Oh, it looks great on you.
I mean, okay. Yeah,
you laugh now.
You must have been great before electricity. Sorry.
One day you'll apologize to me, Alex. You will.
No, you just said, oh God, asking questions and how it starts. So you said I'm disinfo, and I said, well, you're asking questions. So you're saying it's bad to open the phone up for you, or you called in digitally. You're a speaker on X. It's bad. What did I do bad there?
Nothing. One day you'll thank me for what I'm sharing.
Okay. Well, share, tell me. So CNN is not the deep state. What is the deep state?
I told you, Project 2025. They want to destroy our democracy.
And that's the Heritage Foundation. A lot of their plan's good. Some of it's bad. I stand over it. But the point is, to try to say that some Republican group has a platform different than Trump's, are you saying that is Trump's platform and not Project 47?
Have you watched The Family, the documentary on Netflix? They started this in 1930. In 1953, they started.
Oh, my God. You're claiming Trump is a Scientologist?
No, I'm talking about the prayer breakfast, the national prayer breakfast. It started in 1953, called The Family. Go watch it, all of you. That's the
I know. We got to watch those Christians. They're going to have parades and pee on kids on TV. All right. Ma'am, I appreciate you. Hope you have fun on CNN. Wow. It's how it starts is asking questions, Chase.
Yeah. I think Pam's a sweet person. She's just confused.
All right, folks. I need support. I'm not funded by the New World Order or some big group. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get limited copies of my best-selling book, The Great Awakening Signed. You want to support us? That's what you do. InfoWarsStore.com. And a big sale is about to end there. We're selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. More calls ahead in 2 minutes. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. And it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Heart defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm cutting right to your calls and spaces comments from world radio stations. So we have a few breaks here. Some stations don't join us for 5 minutes. This is a short segment. Let's do another spaces, Chase.
Okay, let's go to Miss Lou. We tried to get to you yesterday, but it didn't get around to it. Miss Lou, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you have to say.
Hey, thank you, Chase. Thank you, Alex. This has been most entertaining. If Biden is the best president in history, then why would they kill him?
Oh, God. Exactly.
Anyway.
But, you know, we're engaged in disinfo, taking random people on air.
Oh, I know.
That's how it starts.
By the way, Alex, I'm 71 years old and love your products, but that's the end of that.
Love
noise.
You, too.
Okay, here's the thing. Chuck Schumer famously said the IC will get you 6 ways from Sunday.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing. Pelosi said, I believe this morning, that whatever Biden decides to do, and you know, she is the mouthpiece for the party, she said that we will go with whatever he wants. My opinion is that they will let him get through the presidency, the stolen presidency, and we're going to all have to figure out how we deal with that. That I think they'll let him get through, and then the fun's going to start unless they do an October surprise that might involve a God knows what.
You got an amazing voice and great brain, too. Continue.
Oh, well, anyway, so that's my thought on it. I don't know if they will. It's certainly part of their wheelhouse, their tools. But I think they're being very careful because they've got a constitutional, even though they don't give a damn about the Constitution, they've got millions of Democrats who put him in and primaried him. So they've got a real problem, and they know it, and they've reacted too late to all of this. Now, Cloney's coming on, you know, he's another princely spokesperson saying, oh, he's got to go. But then Pelosi says, no, we're going to let him decide. None of them seem to be on one plate, and that's unusual for Democrats.
No, I agree. They're usually totally unified. They're in total disarray.
Usually they have the same sentence and the same verbiage. Now they don't. So that is a red flag right there. But anyway, I'll land the plane.
Well, do you want to apologize? No, Miss Lou.
Oh.
This is how the evil starts, though, asking questions. You know, the New York Times said doing your own research is bad. So do you want to apologize for calling in and speaking?
Well, let me say, George Washington apologized to King George for asking questions about British rule.
No, he didn't. I was being sarcastic about the last lady. I wasn't trying to be mean to her.
I know you were. Listen, there's one thing. There's a book out, and I thought of her, and it's called The Indoctrinated Brain, and it's by Dr. Niels. And Yuri Bezmenov spoke about this, too. There is a point where the brain... Specifically, many, unfortunately, Democrats are in this because they've been educated since the early part of this century to think in a communist mode. And they just, you can tell them the sun is out and clearly it's a night sky. And no, they don't agree.
Yeah, my wife 2 days ago went to get her nails done, and it's totally blue skies. The hurricane's already in Arkansas, 800 miles away. It's totally blue sky, and the woman says, be safe in the storm. And my wife looked out the windows at the little nail shop, and she said, it's not raining. And she said, well, still be careful. It's like the media says there's a hurricane, but, yeah, it's 800 miles away, it's already in another state, but you just buy it. My wife got really freaked out by that.
Yeah, it's insanity, and we're all going to have to learn how to deal with it.
Well, it's like MAGA Grandma said, though, asking questions is beginning of that's the beginning of the evil. My wife just said, God, it's 100-mile-an-hour winds out there. I'm going to have to stay in here. Like, no wind, blue sky, hurricane, you know, 800 miles away, but it's the end of the world. All right, thank you so much. Great points. How do people follow you on X?
I'm just Miss Lou, and I also am another one called Lapinda because I got banned by another one. Apparently, I talk about the CCP too much, so they put me
I don't like that.
They put me in Twitter jail, but Miss Lou is fine.
All right, back in 60 seconds, got to join some radio stations. We'll come back with more callers and more spaces, commenters, but we got to stop asking questions, Chase.
Yeah. I quit. I'm going to work for Brian Stelter.
Well, you... Like when I walk out of my house in the day, I shouldn't say, where am I going to drive? What am I doing? Well, even a shirt. What shirt are you going to put on? Don't ask the question. Thinking starts with the questions. You disavow questioning?
Yes.
No more questions. Never think. We'll be right back.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I want to thank MAGA Grandma Pam Hampill for calling in. I mean that. We want people from the left to call in and tell us how asking questions is how the evil begins. And now we're putting out this info. We're just taking your calls. I'm not trying to be mean to her, but imagine the mind space that lady's in, believing we're the establishment. No, we're the rebels, sweetheart. We're under total attack. 99% of billionaire money goes to Biden. Trump gets $45 donations on average. I mean, you could say we're bad rebels, but you can't say we're not the rebels, sweetie. How do you even respond to that?
I just can't get over this obsession with Project 2025. Why are they so obsessed with it? I guess it's a straw man argument. They just set up this thing that's made by people that Trump knows. He knows everybody.
Yeah, every Republican group always puts out their platform on this.
Yeah, and it's different than the RNC platform. So they're not attacking the RNC platform.
But Trump has his for years.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
So they just change it around, and that, you know, that's why I said Trump shouldn't even respond to it. And they're like, no, we're smart to respond. Yeah. I think I'm right at the end of the day. I wouldn't even respond. I'd be like, all right, I want to go to Nigel and Gerald and Carl and Sean and Kyle and everybody else, but let's go to some more spaces.
Okay, well, I just added Nick Sordor as a speaker here.
We love Nick. Calling in live from Mordor.
Yeah, let's see if he's still there. Nick, can you unmute yourself and say what you have to say, sir?
Yeah, I didn't mean to jump in here, but, you know, I'm hearing today, obviously, the first thing that I heard when I woke up is that George Clooney, you guys may have already talked about this and I may have missed it, but George Clooney coming out and saying that Joe Biden needs to step down. I don't believe that George Clooney woke up this morning and was like, you know what? I think maybe, you know, even after that $14 million fundraiser I threw for Joe Biden, now I think he needs to step down. I don't think this was something that just popped into his head all of a sudden or an epiphany that he had. He takes his marching orders from Barack Obama. That's where I think we are at this point. I think Obama is the one that made that phone call to George Clooney saying...
Oh, I totally agree, Nick. But do you want to apologize for asking questions? You hear the earlier commenter? The evil starts when you ask questions, Nick.
Yeah, well, you know, that's when they start putting people in jail. You know, they start hitting Tucker Carlson and stuff on that. Like, Tucker Carlson, you know, he has too many questions. He's not allowed to ask those questions.
Let's go back to your point. Obama comes out a week ago and says, well, I'm not totally against Biden. And I said, guys, his surrogates, he's behind it. You're right. Clooney is his guy, comes out against him. So the big question is, Nick, you're a smart guy. One of the top, you know, shows on X here with millions of views a day. Listeners, what do you think they're going to do? 25th Amendment, kill him, or just let him go in and replace him later?
Well, you know what? At this point, it seems like it's the Biden family versus the world. You can tell, you know, you just saw the video, I don't know, if a few minutes ago that it came out of Nancy Pelosi walking down the hallway in Congress asking that poor reporter, you know, saying, oh, well, do you not speak English? You know, so I'm not talking about this right now. And, you know, so you know where all of these people are, regardless of if they're acting like they're backing Biden. They're not actually backing Biden. So it's if you've got Hunter Biden and Jill Biden gatekeeping, I don't know what they're going to end up having to do. Everybody knows, you know, I don't believe that all these people are stupid. I don't think that Nancy Pelosi is stupid either. Nancy Pelosi knows that Joe Biden can't win. It's just, what do they have on him to get him out?
Yeah, he's and none of them are willing to stick their neck out and be the one that brings him down because they'll get repercussions from his camp. Then you got the earlier later, the MAGA grandma calling in saying he's the greatest president ever. I don't see how he stays in, Nick. What do you think?
What happened to her?
What do you think, Nick? I mean, how long do you think Biden can hang on?
Oh, my God. I give it another 7 to 10 days. I think that's about it at this point. You know, I mean, it's already been, you know, almost 2 weeks since the debate, and it's been in a spiral ever since then. It's not gotten any better. They thought that they were going to be able to do the George Stephanopoulos interview, and, you know, maybe that was going to pull them back out of it.
Because and then George he told Stoltenberg, the head of NATO, I just banged your wife. Sorry.
But, you know, the George Stephanopoulos interview, Alex, didn't do any favors for Joe Biden. And then you see George Stephanopoulos in that leaked TMZ video yesterday saying that he doesn't think that Joe Biden can serve another 4 years. I don't think that George just told some random guy on the street that he was. I mean, that was totally planned out. That was strategic. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. What do you make of them, exactly, the Defense Department spokesperson and the White House spokesperson, both calling him big boy? I mean, they are literally letting him know you better go away.
I mean, it's crazy. You have Karine Jean-Pierre and John Kirby yesterday both talking about the big boy press conference that's coming up this week. And it's
tomorrow.
Like, it's
almost we're doing a special spaces with you if you want to be involved. I'm sure you're doing one too. Whenever the big boy, do we know when the big boy conference is? He said it was Thursday. The NATO press conference tomorrow. Guys, look up what time the big boy conference is. We're doing live coverage. If it's during Owen's show, I'll be in there. If it's in the morning, I'll be there. Whatever show it is, I'm going to be there live during the big boy press conference. Because usually it's, you know, handwritten card or typed out cards. Nick, what are you predicting for the big boy press conference?
I think it's going to be an absolute clown show, as it usually is. I mean, you know, when you say big boy press conference, what is it going to be? What does that mean for Joe Biden? That means they've already got the pre-selected, pre-scripted questions that they've given to the media. We heard that last week. If you remember, he did that that call-in radio show.
Oh, this
there
is
going to
be a political firing squad.
You think so?
They usually give him pre-written when they say big boy. I think because they're undermining him, I think they let the press attack. What do you think? I mean, maybe I'm wrong.
I mean, yeah, if it runs that deep to the point where you have Karine Jean-Pierre and such, who is obviously going to be managing that entire big boy press conference, if she is in on the undermining now, if that's what you're alluding to,
yes,
then yeah, it's going to be an absolute firing squad.
How long do you think big boy stands up there?
Oh, my God. I don't think, I mean, it depends on what time he goes up there. It's got to be between 10 and 4. If he goes up there after 10 o'clock in the morning, then, you know, maybe I'll give him 15 minutes at the very most. I mean, the George Stephanopoulos one was, they called it a long form interview, and that interview lasted less than 15 minutes. So if
they say he can go 4 minutes before he does a gaffe.
Oh, jeez. The President of the United States, everyone.
As I was asking the crew, Are you checking? When is the big boy press conference? Tomorrow. When is Biden's NATO press conference? I want to know. All eyes on the big boy. Nick, anything else?
No, sir, but I'll be in D.C. tomorrow. Hopefully, maybe we'll see how close I can get to some of these people, ask them some questions.
Watch out for that hurricane.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, I'm not getting any feedback from the crew. Like, all the king's horses, all the king's men. Can we find out when? I'll look it up. When is Biden's big press conference? You'd think we'd know that. Or are they not announced when Big Boy's going to do it? I think of the name they cooked up, Big Boy.
Was it supposed to be like a play on the little boy atom bomb?
No, Big Boy, that's Fat Man, Little Man. Little Boy, Fat Man. The bombs are dropping there on, yeah, Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Yeah.
No, it's like when a kid finally goes to the potty and wears, right, Big Boy clothes. They go, look, he's a big boy.
You're patronizing him.
Like he's a toddler.
Yeah. Well, you answered all the questions, Joe.
You did such a good job. All right, I'm getting mad. I'm getting OCD. I want to know the time of the big boy conference. I'm jealous Nick's going to be there for the big boy press conference. All right, let's take a call from callers. Nigel in Houston, you're on the air about will they kill Biden, will they 25th Amendment him, or will he continue for 4 years as our Lord and Savior?
I don't believe that at all. I have a completely different opinion, Alex. I think personally they're going to keep Biden in. They want him to lose on purpose. The deep state want to already have on the back burner a civil war, a pandemic, the crashing of the economy, the bringing in of digital currency. What a perfect way. It's a trap. You said earlier on that Trump can't believe how well it's going. It's a trap. So when Trump gets the Senate and the Congress, everybody's going to jump for joy, and they're going to throw all this at us, and he'll be labeled the worst president ever. You'll never see a Republican in power ever again. And that's my opinion.
Well, definitely they want to demoralize us, and they want to get us to accept failure. I mean, I think that's the case. But I don't think they're all powerful. I don't think the globalists are all powerful.
No. But what I'm trying to say is they just want to keep Biden in so they can tank America at the end of it. When President Trump and blame President Trump.
I agree with you. I think that's the plan if Trump gets in. And by the way, I'm searching too. They have not announced when Big Boy is giving the press conference tomorrow.
Right. And the other thing is, when you look at all these Democrats, you go to these closed meetings and they all want Biden out. You know why they want Biden out? They want Biden out because they're all going to lose their jobs. And when they all come out, they've all been told Biden's staying in because we have a plan. And the plan is we're going to let Trump win and we're going to crash America and blame Trump. That's what I believe.
Well, God bless you. Great points, Nigel. Anything else? By the way, they're just saying tomorrow afternoon, all eyes will be on the big boy tomorrow at Infowars.com/show and Real Alex Jones on X. What were you going to say, Nigel?
Hey, God bless you, Alex. I've been listening to you for many, many years, and keep going, brother. Thank you.
Thanks for putting up with me. You're really awesome. Thank you. Let's take another call. Let's talk to Carl in Idaho, then we'll go back to the Spaces commenters. Go ahead, Carl.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Welcome.
How you doing?
Well, you're asking a question, and you heard Maga Grandma. You're not allowed to do that, so that's how it starts.
I wouldn't want you to think for yourself.
It's starting right now. Oh, you're thinking. Talking. Whoa, that's disinfo. I'm not trying to be mean to her, but think of the cult programming. We have a random open phone. She calls in, and we're disinfo. Like,
you're the bad guy somehow. So, anyways, the point I wanted to make was, they didn't even, they want to smoke this guy politically and or physically.
Oh, yeah.
Because they didn't even send in a body double for the debate.
I agree, and they've got them. They found repeatedly in the White House parking lot the body double. And then his videos. Yeah. I agree. Look, my gut is they kill him. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm just saying, or they 25th Amendment. But go ahead. I'm going to shut up.
Yeah. So at least if you send in a body double, you could say do 60% of the debate and look halfway normal. But they sent in the real deal, and that's how you know it's game over. And then after that, everybody flipped on the guy. CNN, ABC, he's done Zito Burrito. Bro, you know what I mean? So, here's the thing. I give the guy 60 days. And then after that, he's going to choke on pudding. They're going to give him a cup of pudding. Maybe 10 hours later, Gee Jolly Rogers, the guy's not here anymore.
I used to sit in the pool and had blonde hair and stand up, and the roaches would come over. Roaches would... And Corn Pop, he was a bad dude. That's like 5 years ago.
Well, it's senior abuse at this point. You know.
Here's one of the Biden body doubles sticking out of the White House right here.
You know, I mean, what can I say? So, two last things. False flag. They're going to blame somebody from a Trump, and they're going to say, oh, Trump did it. He sent somebody out, some Looney Tune, that they're going to get all wound up. You know, some plant.
Oh, yeah. Okay. If I was them, and I'm not them. I don't think like this. I don't want to do this, but I can think like them. Okay, they kill Biden, blame it on us. I just think they may not do it because they're so badly coordinated now. They're not all powerful, but that's their smartest move. God bless you, sir. Thanks for the call, Carl. Chase Geiser, comments?
Well, what do you think about them killing Biden and then blaming it not on Trump supporters, but on Russia? What if they claim that?
That's what I meant. Yeah.
Right into World War III.
Oh, no, they've said the Russians and the Trump supporters are going to cut the power off.
Well, it's just insane. Do you want to go to a Spaces speaker?
Let's do that.
All right, let's go to La La La.
Wait, hold on a minute. Don't go to La La yet. You just asked a question. That's how it starts. Should we go to a Spaces commenter?
Yeah, I shouldn't have even asked.
Woo, we got caught, dude, in disinfo. Like, we're taking random speakers and callers. There is nothing more unfreedom than that. Nothing more rigged than random callers from the public. Man, we really rigged this one, Chase. Let's go to the, we're really bad right now. I'm going to apologize right now. Sorry, go ahead. I'm not trying to be mean to her, but we're bad because we take random calls. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my question that I have popping up in my mind is basically, who's the puppet? It doesn't matter who the next puppet is if we don't remove the puppet master, the ones pulling the strings, who are, I don't know, a bunch of little weasels.
There you go again, asking questions. That's how it starts. All right, I'm going to stop making that joke. You're right. Exactly. He's just a puppet. People are like, Jones, Bilderberg. But the point is, he's their front man, so that's why we're pointing it out. Exactly. So what are you saying about the minions?
Okay, so basically, we need to get rid of the puppet masters because we need a full reformation of the entire system, which is bringing us back to our sovereignty. So this is where the divine intervention comes in again, because it is biblical that someone is not fit to be a leader if their family is not in order. So if their own household is not in order and they've got assault charges and it's a babysitter who is committing adultery as the wife and all this other garbage, they are not biblically fit to be leaders. So if you look at Trump's family, his entire family is in order. They're wonderful people. They're fighting for sovereignty. They're all on the same page. They're united as a family. So,
and Jordan Peterson always says, Jordan Peterson always says, make your bed, stand up straight. Not that I'm perfect. I do it most days. But he's right. And so if you know about Trump, let me just give you a little newsflash. Neurotic level cleanliness, focus, organization, the whole family. Because if you can't have your own house in order, and by the way, people go to my house, they go, God, you can get off the floor. It's organized, but nothing like Trump. Trump, it's next level. And people are like, well, that's neurotic. Well, would you rather have someone that neurotically is in order or in disorder? Sorry, go ahead. Like Biden's garage, just an explosion of secret documents, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So if you look at a leader, you look at the followers, you will see their leader. So look who's the leader right now and look at all the fentanyl problems and all this other garbage going on because they are following the leader. So if we want to have a good society, we need a good leader. And that good leader also believes in our sovereignty, which is why we need a complete reformation of the entire system so that we can't have little weasels pulling the puppet strings anymore. We can remove that entirely by reforming the system using a lot of what Elon has with the Everything app, these kinds of things. We can implement a solid system where a weasel can't take over again and chew all the cords and wreck the entire program, basically.
Well, I totally agree with you, Lala, except don't be mean to weasels.
Okay, I'll try. Okay, I'm going to land it there, and I'll put my hand up again when I remember.
All right, thank you so much. Great point. You want to comment on what she said? Really good points.
Well, I think everything that she said is totally reasonable. What baffled me as she spoke, she mentioned that we need a good leader who believes in American sovereignty. And it just occurred to me as she said that, I can't believe we've arrived at a place where
now we have to ask for that.
But yeah, we're like, what? I mean, it used to be that the Democrats and
yeah, like
Republicans,
folks, we live in a city, but you have your house and your car, and the WF says, no, you don't own a car, your kids aren't yours, they're telling you you have nothing. No, you better have your own identity or you have nothing.
Yeah.
There has to be walls for a reason.
Well, you remember when Democrats and Republicans would debate over which policies were best for America? And now the debate is about whether or not to even put America first. Like, that's what's so obnoxious to me about this. And Milton Friedman said it best. He said something to the effect of, do you think that people aren't greedy in collectivist civilizations just because they're communist? I mean, everybody's greedy. Human nature is universal.
It just takes competition out, so you're screwed.
Right. And so the point is, the reason that our leaders are selling out our country is not because we've had this new wave of altruism and globalist utopian sentiments and goodwill for the human species, like they claim. The reason that they're selling out our country for globalist interests is because it's personally benefiting the political class. They are lining their pockets with it.
And they've created such a destabilized situation, they've got to build bunkers. Like, you're not smart if you're building a civilization you run, and you got to dig a hole in the ground, dumbass.
Good point.
I mean, come on. You're not a real aristocrat. Let's go back to spaces.
Okay, let's go to Chief. Chief, go ahead and unmute yourself and say what you got to say.
Thanks, Chase. Hey, Alex. First, love the supplements, in particular right now, Turbo Force. Anybody needs a boost midway through the day, never seen a product like that. You know, as I hear these speakers, great speakers, you know, 117 days out from the election, in my opinion, is an eternity. When you listen to the guys like Mike Benz and obviously the great Gerald Celente, what do they say, Alex? When all else fails, what do? They
take a war.
Mm-hmm. You know,
by the way, Gerald's coming up in 35 minutes.
What a legend. You know, and if you look at what this is, they said today with the F-16s with Russia, yeah. if you look at the landscape for the opportunity for false flags in the next 3 to 4 months, you know, I think obviously everybody needs to be on their toes, have their cell phones available at all times.
Oh,
but,
yeah. I was driving to work this morning thinking, what if a nuke goes off? How do I get to my family? We're literally in that ballpark.
It's a perfect storm. You know, Alex, you always reference the threat escalation through RAND Corporation. I don't even know where we're at on that ladder right now, but obviously with whether it's the Palestinian Israel, whether it's the Middle East, which is obviously always a tinderbox, is obviously a spiritual versus psychological warfare dynamic right now. And thankfully that Elon bought this platform and gives you and folks like Tucker and other individuals huge platforms and opportunity to, you know, expose this stuff. I'll make one point, then I'll hop off. Mike Benz, you know, has made a couple really good points. You know, there's obviously a lot of panic in the Democratic Party. There's especially with the leadership. But one thing that he has said also that is concerning is that there's not a sense of urgency between the intelligence community. They kind of don't even seem like they're worried about anything happening. So, you know, I think that anything can happen these next 3-4 months. I wouldn't be surprised if something happened to, again, postpone this election to make all of what we're discussing be a mute point.
Oh, I agree. I think everything's on the table.
No, I think so. And Alex, let me ask you this. Obviously, with them pushing Biden out in front of the masses, that terrible debate performance, do you feel like this is part of their demoralization process of like, hey, this is who our leader is and we still have control of you? Or is it the process of them having to undermine him so they can have him removed?
Yeah, the globalists aren't as powerful as we think. Back when they had 3 channels and people were asleep, I mean, people 100 years ago were on farms and they had radio, we had TV, people got mesmerized. So the trance, the spell is broken. And so they can game stuff, they can silo people, they can manipulate with AI. But at the end of the day, people are waking up. And so they wanted Biden because he was the most corrupt. They thought they could make him step down. He won't. And so I think you're seeing, I know we're seeing discoordination, uncoordinated events, a very confused group, and a massive landslide for Trump. And so I think it's the latter. They are losing right now, and they're losing everywhere, and all they have is fraud, election fraud, and crime left.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head. I think we're headed towards a perfect storm, and as Roger Stone said earlier, and he stated for many months, pray all you can, folks.
Absolutely. We're in incredibly dangerous times. Back in just a few minutes with more callers and speakers on X. I'm Alex Jones with Chase Geyser. War Room coming up. But first, next hour, Gerald Celente. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. Then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
The enemies of humanity have been very good at dividing and conquering us. But if we simply start thinking about things according to the definition of, is it pro-human or is it anti-human, we start to win. And that's why I had the idea for Team Humanity. I brought it up to Elon Musk. He loved the idea.
What would you call the debate and discussion about a pro-human future? Just Team Humanity?
Yeah, Team Humanity. Absolutely.
And so we have the t-shirt, Team Humanity, with a nuclear family standing against the globalist. This shirt is a great conversation starter, but it also is a fundraiser to keep InfoWars on the air so we can promote and support Team Humanity. I want to thank you all for your past support, but I want to encourage you all now to understand that this is a revolution against the globalists, and it is so critical now to signal the fact that you are part of Team Humanity. We're told humans are the problem. We're told we're killing the earth. We're told all this garbage, so we hate ourselves and stand down and roll over and die. We're not going to do that. Get your Team Humanity shirts now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you all for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are either or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
folks, we are back live broadcasting worldwide, and we have one of the Lord Krasenstein brothers in the spaces here, one of the kings of X, who we all obviously want to go to here. I'm just saying, what will the deep state do? They want Biden out, all the Obama surrogates, George Clooney want him out. Will they 25th Amendment him? Could he be assassinated? A few callers have humored me and kind of mentioned it. I'm just asking questions here. We're uncensored. We're unfiltered. We got callers calling into the show. We've got people on X. Chase Geiser's helping run the X space. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, so I personally think that there's probably a better chance than not that he will end up dropping out in the next couple of weeks. I don't believe all the deep state garbage that you talk about, Alex, but I do think that the dam is probably starting to break a little bit. And as lame as it seems, I think George Clooney coming out today was probably a decent push. I think that his influence within the circles of the left, I think he does have influence there. I think that Biden is kind of in a bubble right now, surrounded by people that want him to stay, probably for their own personal benefit. I personally would vote for Biden over Trump. I'm sure you know that. But I don't think that Biden is the best candidate to defeat Trump in November.
Well, Brian, I want to get your take, but let's cover the first thing you said. You don't buy the deep state garbage. I have New York Times headlines saying the deep state's real and it's good. It turns out the deep state is actually kind of awesome. Are you saying there isn't a permanent bureaucracy that doesn't like Donald Trump?
I think that you're probably right that there's people within the bureaucracy that don't like Donald Trump, just like there's people that don't like Joe Biden and don't like every other candidate politician. Do I think that they're colluding together, conspiring together to try and take somebody out or even worse, assassinate them? No.
Okay, but I mean, it's not garbage to say the Democratic Party is its own permanent bureaucracy, and they seem to be throwing up and trying to, like Biden's a bad piece of food. They're over the toilet, hugging the toilet right now, right? I mean, they want it gone.
You know, I think it's kind of split. I think there's some people within the party who want him to stick around, probably for selfish reasons, while I think there's the realists in the party who realize that he's probably not the best candidate to defeat Trump in November, and they'd rather push somebody else and get somebody in there that's younger and that would appeal to a younger base and a more independent base.
Yeah, but why do they suddenly want to get rid of him? Because he's making a total fool of himself.
I honestly think the debate, the debate, it showed that he's definitely slowing. And up until that point, I think there were questions. I think there were some things that were pushed by the right media that were questionable, but I think that he's definitely slowing and he's showing his age. And I don't think that his administration can't perform the duties of president. I think that they can do that just fine. But I do think that leading up to November, it's going to hurt him immensely. And if the Democrats really want a chance at beating Trump, I think they need to replace him, put somebody else, get somebody else in there.
But my butt's been wiped. My butt's been wiped.
I'm glad you hear that, Alex.
Now, you've seen him say that, right?
I didn't see that.
Brian, let me ask you, what do you think Biden's greatest gaffe? Was it saying he had sex with Stoltenberg's wife, or what's his best gaffe?
Come on. He didn't say that. It sounded like he said that. I think that his biggest gaffe was just the debate in general. I think that he messed up. He showed his
just
age.
The vacant stare. What do you make of both the press secretary and the defense spokesperson calling him big boy?
I don't know where that originated from. Did they say that because somebody called him that before?
Yeah, but they were openly distancing themselves from him. I think that's clear.
I do think that there's some people within the party that are definitely trying to gently nudge him in a direction which is drop out of the election. But I do think that he's going to be stubborn. He's come pretty far. I mean, we're only 4 months out. I think that there's the argument that it's too close to the election, but I don't think that. I think that I would think that other candidates would definitely do better than he would against Trump.
So you think? So what's your prediction? I'm not saying it's your prediction, but dead reckoning. Does the 25th Amendment him, or does he die in office magically? You know, choking on a apricot seed, or do they? He wins the election, and then they replace him after that.
So I have no doubt that if Biden was to win the election, and I'll get back to your original question, if he was to win the election, I have no doubt that he would turn over the reins to Harris probably within 2 or 3 years. I think that's probably the plan within the party.
2 or 3 years? Do you imagine he'll be like...
Well, at max. And I think that... They're gonna try and convince him. The people within the party, the Democratic Party, will try and convince him. They're not gonna use the 25th Amendment. They're not gonna assassinate him. It will be his own decision after, I think, a lot of pressure from the party. And I'd say that's probably about a 50% chance. Right now, I'd say 50-50 that he either stays in the race or drops out.
Well, my predictions are rarely wrong. And I said a week ago, I think by like the 21st, he will stay in as the president. But I believe he will, and maybe I'm wrong, I believe he pulls out by like the 21st or so.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to resign as president. I think that if he's dropped out, and I think the 21st would probably be a decent deadline, I think he would just drop out and stay president until January of next year.
How do you think this affects the Trump campaign?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, it's helping them right now. I think if he was to drop out, I think the Trump campaign would dislike that. I think they want him to stay in.
They do.
And as a Democrat, that makes me want him to drop out too, because obviously them wanting him to drop out means that they're more afraid of somebody else.
Well, Trump got caught on that video last week. He said he thinks Kamala's better. I think he might be wrong, actually.
I personally think that Harris would probably do slightly better than Biden would right now.
So you can put a sentence together.
Well, I think number one, she appeals to a younger base. She will appeal to independents who are like, oh God, this guy's too old. And like you said, she can speak better. She's not the greatest speaker, but she can definitely kind of push her ideologies out there a lot better than Biden can right now.
All right, Brian, stay there. I want you to respond to this new clip that's just happened like in the last hour. Biden grabs the mic, starts flipping out, and they cut the feed. Here's a clip.
I promised I was going to have a candidate look like America. And it does. More minorities, more women, more labor. I'm serious. Think about it. That's who we are. That's why we're strong. We're diverse. We're strong. We've got to stop looking at it like it's a problem.
It's a really good camera person. That Biden running camera. Brian, you got comments on that?
Well, I think that at this point, I think the tides have turned, and I think that the media, left and right, every little gaffe he has, they're going to focus on it and draw attention to his age. So that's why I think that it would be best if he turned things over to somebody else, because it's not going to get better from here. The media is going to keep doing this until the election, and it's just going to hurt him more and more as we move forward.
All right. Well, Brian Krasenstein, very interesting. Anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. I think that probably the next couple of weeks, I think we'll probably get more clarity whether he's going to stay in or he's not. I think we're going to have
but
more.
But if you were betting, because I already placed my bet, and maybe I'm wrong, I think he's gone by the 21st. Are you betting with me, or are you betting against that?
I think it's 50-50. Actually, Polymarket, if you go to Polymarket, the wagering platform, I think it's 53% chance that he'll drop out before the election. I think that's pretty accurate right now.
Yep. All right. Thank you. Very interesting. Glad he called in.
His brother joined too, if you want to.
Well, let's talk to him.
Ed, do you have anything you want to add?
Yeah. I mean, I would probably say the odds right now are slightly lower than that. I'd probably say maybe 35% chance he drops out. I think, you know, he had that opportunity. I think it would have been the best shot to drop out, 2 weeks ago? 1.5 weeks ago, maybe, right after the debate. And he doubled down on staying in. So I don't know. I find it hard to believe that he'll drop out. right now. I think he should have done it previously if that's what he was going to do.
But there's only so much runway, right? And plus the money belongs to him and Kamala. So I don't – how much runway
– And the runway is getting shorter, right? So that's why I think, you know, he had the chance to do it a couple weeks ago and didn't. And instead he doubled down on staying in. So that's why I think the odds of him dropping out now are – around 30 to 40%, not 50.
I thought it was like 80% a week ago, and I might be wrong. I may be proven wrong. And I'll be happy to admit it coming up the 21st. So, do you think Trump is right that Kamala is better for him than Biden? I don't even know that's true.
Better for Trump? I think Kamala is worse for Trump. I think Kamala has a better chance of beating Trump than Biden at this point.
I agree with that. Who do you think it should be, the replacement candidate?
Well, I mean, I think it has to be Kamala. Otherwise, this Democratic Party would self-destruct.
Yeah.
Well, buses go here, buses go there. That's what buses do. I wonder if she'll have Willie Brown as her vice president.
Oh, my God. I don't do that anymore, Willie. I'm the boss now.
Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's about it. Thanks, Alex.
All right, thank you. I love going on the shows with those guys. They're very interesting.
I like the Krasenstein clones. They're cool.
I always think that when I'm hanging out with them on air, you know, I feel like I'm in the Dr. Seuss book.
Thing one, thing two.
How'd you know? There they are.
At least, see, the thing about the Krasensteins that I like
is they'll engage in debate.
That's different. They'll engage in debate, but they're polite. They're nice. I mean, we went out and had beers with them after the debate here. That's the difference. There's so many leftists. Even my own close friends have abandoned me over my political beliefs, but the Krasensteins will have a beer with me.
I'm actually dating both Krasensteins.
What's that like?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's the greatest, you know. I'm being sarcastic, folks. That's a joke.
Did you say you were married to Tim Pool for several years?
Yeah. Yep, there they are. Look, top talk show host on that. That's us trying to argue with them. All right. Let's go to Sean in Colorado, then another spaces. Sean on the phone. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think they're going to kill Biden, and here's why. The whole idea, and another caller nailed it. I mean, the thing is you guys got to understand that they're throwing him under the bus now. They're throwing Biden under the bus now and just now finally admitting that he's whacked out of his mind because they're ready to get rid of him because, you know, not just because they now finally admit, you know, or now found out that he's, you know, mental. I mean, they've known for a very long time. They've been dragging him across the finish line. They, you know, he stole an election to bring this country to its knees, which he did very successfully, and now it's time for him to almost gracefully bow out. So the Democrats have no interest in running this time, and you can clearly see that. They're just going to quietly step out of the way and let Trump get in and win in a landslide victory. And I talked to you about this a couple years ago, how it's all going to just collapse on his watch once the central bank digital currency is mandatory and cash is gone. That's it. It's a wrap. And that's when they're going to go after the Patriots.
No, I'm sure that you're right. I think they're going to let Trump get in because the landslide, they can't stop him, and they're going to blame Trump for the collapse. And Trump's even said that. They go, oh, Trump wants a collapse. No, he said, I hope the collapse happens before I get in instead of later because I'll get the blame. He understands he could mitigate it and fix a lot of it, not perfectly. It's going to be a crash landing, but a survivable one if he gets in. But if it happens after, if it plunges 2 months into his administration, Chase or Sean, what's going to happen?
Well, I warned you about this a couple of years ago, how I believe, and this is just my personal opinion, how obviously Jared Kushner is like the weakest link to his administration. If he's going to be involved, you can guarantee. I mean, I just don't see how he's anybody but the Antichrist at this point. He's running the Abraham Accords, peace deals.
Wait a minute. He paid double for 666 Park Avenue. You think he might be a bad guy? I'm being sarcastic, Sean.
Hello?
I think we might have lost him.
Sean, I didn't hang up on you. Well, Trump has distanced himself from Kushner, which is a big positive thing. And I don't dislike Kushner because he's Jewish. By the way, he doesn't look like any Jew I ever seen. He looks like Clark Kent or something, like a tall alien version of it. But yeah, the Kushner thing creeps the living daylights out of me. Like, he was in with Google, double dealing, undermining Trump, leaking.
Definitely had a subversive vibe, too.
Oh, he's a liberal.
Yeah.
And so is Trump's daughter. And I'm not trying to be mean here, but I'm not in a Trump ass-kicking cult or ass-kissing cult. I am in a Trump ass-kicking cult.
Sometimes. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, you got to be fair about when there's mistakes made. And
well, we're not Democrats. At least I'm not. I'm not in some cult where I just worship whoever the leader is. I like Trump, though. Let's go back to Spaces.
All right. Let's go to It's Saul Goodman. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I think, Alex, long time. And Chase, I'm listening to your book right now. So it's really good so far.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
As well as Jeremy Carl's book, which has been good as well. And so I think you're right about Kushner. Those guys, you know, even if they have some subversive plot, let's say, you know, Ivanka and Jared, I think they are, they're definitely not as populist as Trump or as like most of us would like to be. I think as far as Biden, I think the left, like you said, might almost prefer, or not necessarily prefer, but kind of are licking their wounds preemptively for a Trump defeat. But we never know.
Well, let's be clear. They're not all powerful. They just try to jump on situations. The deep state's not that strong, folks. Every day they lose power.
Yeah. Oh, of course. And you know, with especially with X having a broader reach now, and all of us not being censored anymore. You know, this is my fifth Twitter account, I think. But you know, our message is getting out a lot more. And I even see it in the streets, guys, with people I know personally who were pretty staunch Democrats throughout their life.
I went to eat Mexican food late last night because I was exhausted. Got home about 7. Took an hour nap. We had a nanny late, which only happens a few days a week. My wife gets me up at like 8:30. We go to the Mexican restaurant. I'm at 9 o'clock at night in a Mexican food restaurant. And it's still full of people. And I'm sitting there in a booth listening to 3 tables talk crap about Biden. And 2 tables were Democrats saying they're sick of him. So everyone around me is talking trash about Biden. Then the waiter walks, follows us out to shake my hand outside, says he's a huge listener. Used to be a Democrat. I mean, they got a problem.
Well, I think, Alex, a lot of this has to do with financial issues, too. The Democrats have been talking for a long time now and lying, right? Saying, oh, the economy is so great just solely based on the stock market. Well, that's not doing enough for people. So
the stock market is the place like real estate to hide inflation.
Exactly. So I think that they're as cliche as it sounds, gaslighting us on that particularly.
Yeah, the stock market is an inflationary sink. What matters is how much does your food and electricity and power and transportation cost, and that's off the hook high.
And then they go to the wages of the poorest among us as the measuring stick, whereas I know far too many people personally who are doing DoorDash that, you know, have seen pay increases in their full-time jobs, and just it's not making it.
Well, that's what's happened. You got a lot of folks dropping out being lazy, but then the workers are all working 3 jobs.
Yeah, 3 crappy jobs instead of 1 good job to make ends meet.
And so I think there's this shift financially where people are sick of it. They're sick of trading equality for their quality of life. And I think that's what it comes down to. And they're like, well, it's more important for me to be fiscally sound than it is to be a nice,
great point. I can talk to you 10 hours. We got to move quick to get to everybody. Let's go to another caller on InfoWars lines. Let's talk to Kyle in Pennsylvania. Kyle, welcome.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I was on the topic of Biden. I don't think there's going to be an election. And this is what a Pennsylvania senator told me.
By the way, so I'm just going to start over. We're getting a lot of that from callers. And I've recognized the knowledge of the crowd, and I've been hearing a lot of that. So elaborate.
Yeah, I mean, whether it was a Freudian slip or they actually know what's going on, but I really don't think there's going to be an election. And if I could just expand on that, I think the other caller was correct.
Well, they already tried to take Biden, Trump off the ballot. They've already got all these criminal charges. They're starting World War III. They've already done a deadly virus. Yeah, why wouldn't they? So let me ask you, go back to the senator and explain why you think it's going to happen.
I personally think, you know, if Schumer and Pelosi went to Biden and said, hey, listen, you got two options here. We're either going to put a hit out on you like we did on Hoffa, or you can continue taking DNC money, or we're going to put your son in jail. You get to decide.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable. What I don't understand about this conversation around stopping an election, I don't understand how they could possibly do it.
Bird flu.
It doesn't mean that they can't, but the
cyber
Constitution
attack.
Is very clear. Constitution is very clear that we have to have an election in November. So they'd have to amend it, right? Or just totally disregard it and then take it to the Supreme Court?
Constitution says I got a jury trial. I didn't get jury trials.
Yeah. There you go.
They're already positioning for World War III, and I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, Biden did send the F-16s to Ukraine, and Poland is mobilizing, where there was clips from years ago.
People think I'm just fear-mongering. No, we've never seen this in our lifetimes. This is horrible. Like, I want to sit here in a year and go, boy, we dodged a bullet, and I'm proven wrong. I don't want to be proven right. There's a good chance we're going to have a nuclear war. So,
I was just in church on Sunday, and all they could talk about was global warming and saving the planet. And by Bill Gates' TED Talk, all he could talk about was getting the population to zero and what we're going to do.
Yeah, they've taken over most of the big churches. I'm not putting you down, but what? Were you in a Methodist church? I mean, what was it?
Episcopal church.
Oh, of course. Yeah, the Episcopals, the Methodists, most of the Catholic churches. Hell, most of the Protestants are just, they're all the same ecumenical New World Order. They're not Christian. Man, my mother grew up Southern Baptist and Methodist because both sides were family. So they would go to church a couple days a week to the First Methodist downtown and the Southern Baptist thing. And so I've been going to that thing since I've lived here in high school. Because I grew up in Dallas, but we moved here in high school. First Methodist. My mom hadn't been there in 10 years. 10 years ago, they literally got two women as the preachers and told everybody, we're going to cut your son's dicks off. I mean, people go, oh, God, is the Pope a devil? You better believe he's a, I mean, you know, I'm not even blaming Catholics. I'm saying it's all getting taken over. Does that make sense?
No, 100%. I mean, the Episcopal Church, you just see it. They've been captured for years, especially, you know, where I'm at. My eyes are open. But I think there's going to be a global conflict that's going to create an environment where they cannot have an election. And you said it before, bird flu, power outage, solar flare, you know, spin the wheel. Whatever it hits, that's what happens.
Great point, Kyle. And I'm not like, oh, God, I'm such an old Texas family. My mom's family came here, Washington, Brazos, involved with everything, launching the whole deal, Colonel Travis, all of it. My dad's family goes back as far. But my mother cried, and she hates me telling these stories, like 10 years ago when she stopped teaching Sunday school because it got so evil. I had ancestors 7-8 generations ago, before they built the Capitol, that was the First Methodist Church down there. So our ancestors have, like, plaques on the wall building the damn thing. And it's just, it's gone, folks. You have to admit, these institutions, whether you're Catholic or Methodist or whatever it is, they don't belong to us anymore. They've been taken over. And it's just that simple. You know, getting into the Masons, President and it, in letters that Masonry was a totally different deal. It was getting taken over 240 years ago when he was president. There is a takeover of every institution, ladies and gentlemen, and you have to recognize that. We're going to go to break, start the next hour, and we're going to take a few more spaces commenters. But Gerald Celente is coming up, and he understands sometimes I steal a little time. We'll take a few more spaces commenters, and then that's it. And then Owen Schroyer, 1 hour from now, or 1 hour, 3 minutes from now, technically, Infowars.com/show, band.video, Relax Jones on X, and Owen Schroyer, the Cut Destroyer. And please support us, big sale at Infowarsstore.com, DrJonesNaturals.com, and get a limited edition signed copy as a fundraiser of my book, The Great Awakening, Infowarsstore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. and is not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
All right,
space.
Carol, so let's take over in a few minutes. We're taking more comments on spaces. Will they assassinate Biden? Will they remove him from the 25th Amendment? Chase Geiser, who's up next?
Let's go to Brian Gibson. Brian, thank you for waiting patiently. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
No worries. Hope you guys are doing good today. I find it hard to believe that they'll assassinate him because they really don't need to. He's already past the average expected age of a human being in the United States now. So.
But it turns him into a victim to blame us.
Yeah, I mean, you're right about that, but I mean, think about every appearance he's making. They're practically having to redline his adrenal glands every time he's making an appearance just to get him to be at least somewhat cognizant and lucid. So,
no, that's a good point. He could die anytime naturally.
Yeah, I mean, I think he goes down. Honestly, I'll be surprised if he makes it to next January, given what they're hopping him up on at any given time, just to, like I said, make him seem at least partially cognizant. And you can really tell the difference too when he's not on it and when he's got Jill speaking for him, you know. And I think that's the only reason he didn't drop out is because it's her vanity project.
Oh, he's being led around like a retarded puppy. I mean, he is just...
Yeah, and I think at least part of it's his wife's vanity plus, you know, protecting his baby boy, Hunter. You know, the bad son that lived, the Faramir to Bo's Boromir, if you will, to use a Lord of the Rings reference.
Yeah, that's how it works. The good son dies, the bad son lives on.
Yeah, exactly. But I also wanted to push back against Krasenstein's, you know, denial of the deep state. I mean, it's obvious. Think of it. Even look at your municipal level, how many crooked people are in, you know, city councils and all that, self-serving themselves. They all have businesses that they...
You notice he shut up real quick when I showed him the New York Times defending the deep state. They're everywhere saying it's great. Remember, Chuckie Schumer said that the intelligence agencies have six ways to Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, the evidence is out there. You just got to actually acknowledge it instead of living in your echo chamber like they do. But
well, the left always tries to gaslight us. They know damn well there's a deep state.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I've become a bit fatigued by it. It's like the old adage, pissing in an ocean of piss. It really feels like that when I'm trying to bring some sort of light to the conversation. And it's just the same old talking points, like the NPC meme where they're getting new firmware updates, such as Project 2025 is the latest firmware update.
God bless you, brother. Let's talk to Gerald in North Carolina. Last caller. Sorry, the other callers can't get to you. Gerald, you're the last caller. Go ahead. punch up Gerald, guys. Go ahead, Gerald.
Okay. Hey, 3 years ago, when Joe Biden first got elected, he said himself that he would come down with an illness toward the end of his term and hand it off to Kamala Harris. He said it.
So yeah, we played the clip. We played the clip last week.
Yes, sir. I've seen it many times on your show. So I take him at his word. I agree with you. It's going to be within the next couple of weeks. He's going to announce. He'll make his deep state deal not to get prosecuted. He'll step down for Kamala. She'll pick, what's his name, Gavin Newsom for VP. And then when they get to the convention, like you and Stone have been talking about, Kamala Harris will step aside for Big Mike.
That's what Roger's been saying. He's rarely wrong. Here's the good news we're about to see.
Yeah, yeah. So I think that's what's going to happen. And hey, one last thing for MAGA Granny. Yeah, I kind of understand where she's coming from. If you're getting all your facts from CNN and Netflix, who needs questions?
I really feel sorry for her. Like, oh, you're in a conspiracy. You're asking questions. What?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the brainwashing that I guess goes through on all the leftist media is listen to what we're saying. We're the experts. Don't think for yourself. And these are the people, unfortunately, if that FEMA camp thing comes to pass, these are the ones that are going to go voluntarily because they just can't think for themselves.
I wish I could talk to you for an hour. We're out of time. I'm going to do a little closing comment, and then we're going to hand the baton to Gerald Celente. Stay with us. And Owen Schroyer in 55 minutes, The War Room. Be sure and tune in.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Questions. You heard MAGA Granny. That's how the trouble starts.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I wanted to thank the great crew today, all the listeners, all the affiliates, Chase Geyser helping run the spaces. I want to introduce the great Gerald Celente, who's about to take over right now. And then in about 55 minutes from now, Owen Schroyer with the War Room, but a really great discussion. I wasn't trying to beat up MAGA Grandma, who's now a big leftist and a big darling on CNN and New York Times. She was very proud of herself. She just said asking questions is where the trouble starts. And, sweetheart, I think asking questions is where the freedom begins. So we're not elitist. We're under total attack. We're barely hanging on. So you saying we're the establishment is preposterous. I am backed by viewers and listeners that back us, and we're still on air. We'll be here at least a few more months, probably longer, if we get the support, InfoWarsStore.com, with the big Spirit of 1776 sale, up to 60% off right now, DrJonesNaturals.com, get a copy of my signed book that's a fundraiser. We need your support. That is The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. Get that, only a few copies left, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But again, I want to thank you all for spending time with us today. Gerald Celente always knocks out of the park. He's about to take over, but closing comment, Chase, co-hosting the last 2 hours.
Well, great spaces. Great question. Will the deep state assassinate Biden? They are obviously doing anything they can to get him out.
They're assassinating his name, but he's doing a better job himself.
It's like a digital assassination at this point. They're trying to do everything they can before it gets to that point. But very interesting time in our country's history, and I'm just pushing for Trump in November no matter what the Democrats do. And I hope Biden stays in because I think that's his best shot.
Yeah, I think he's wrong when he said in that video last week, Kamala's better. I, I don't think so.
Right. I think so, too. I think Biden is the best.
Because he's got so much baggage. Everybody knows Biden, though.
Yeah. Everybody knows. And, well, the left has been in an echo chamber. So they didn't see all the clips that we've been seeing for the last 5 years of all of his gaffes. They were caught totally off guard and by surprise.
They thought he was a genius.
Yeah, they were caught by surprise when they saw it in 90s.
Well, that's the thing. Trump's not perfect. I don't put words in Gerald's mouth. He's a political agnostic or atheist. But Trump is anti-nuclear war. So he's on a scale of 1 to 10 of war. He's a 1. Biden's a 10. And so to me, that's really the bigger issue is war.
Yeah, because ultimately it's about team humanity, and so you want to elect a president that's actually going to save lives instead of the one that's going to eradicate them or radiate them off the face of the earth.
Listeners, we're fighting tyranny at point blank range. We're having huge effects, but we can't do it without you. Take the articles, take the videos at InfoWars.com and Real Alex Jones on X. Follow us there. Buy the products at DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, InfoWarsStore.com. But I need your support. I can't do it without you. Thank you so much. This isn't a Netflix show. It's not some a drill. It's not some war game. It's not some LARPing. These are real people. My guests, my crew, our callers that are really trying to build a better world. So thank you all for your support. Now, the top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente from Kingston, New York, the crossroads of the revolution, takes over.
Thank you, Alex. Just saying, it's the spirit of 1776, and that's what they're fighting for. And that's what we've been robbed of. All our rights, there's no more Constitution or Bill of Rights. They've destroyed all of them. No freedom of speech. I mean, look what happened to Alex Jones. Freedom of speech. He said something that he, all right, was wrong, didn't agree with it, fine. You get condemned for that? Oh, yeah, only if you're Alex Jones or others speaking against the system. So freedom of speech is robbed from us. Fourth Amendment rights robbed from us. Matter of fact, tonight you'll see on the Gerald Celente channel on YouTube one of my interviews with Judge Andrew Napolitano about our loss of free speech. So when you're supporting InfoWars, you're really supporting yourself because there's so few of us left that are allowed to speak against the crime syndicate that people call a government. And onto the election, I don't support any of them. Yeah, I agree with Alex that there'd be less opportunity with a nuclear war with Trump. And I also, I call it like it is. We're the first magazine to call Trump a winner in 2016 when everybody said he'd lose. And we look at trends to the way they are, not the way we want them to be. But then you got to take the other side of Donald Trump with the Israel war, which to me is they're bombing the hell. Yeah, this is from today's Wall Street Journal. Weeks of battle leave Rafah empty and in ruins. I mean, what are you telling me, that Hamas is in everybody's house? You destroyed about 80% of the place already? You killed, according to Lancet, this is a top UK scientific organization. You're looking at 186 Palestinians will die from Gaza from a result of this. And Trump is fully supporting it. And Trump said that anybody who's an anti-Semite should be persecuted or killed. So don't call me an anti-Semite because I'm against the war. Like I said, three of my last four girlfriends were Jewish. So don't call me an anti-Semite. I'm not an anti-American because I hate America's wars. So one has nothing to do with the other. And I want peace. And on September 28th, we're having a major peace rally up here in Kingston, New York, John and Crown Street, the most historic four corners of America, where the seeds of democracy were sown. Judge Andrew Napolitano, Scott Ritter will be here, Max Blumenthal. Oh, he must be an anti-Semite. He's Jewish. Well, he can't be an anti-Semite. Oh, that's the other thing. They're not Semites. The people that are running Israel are Ashkenazis. They're from Eastern Europe. The Semites are Palestinians from the Mesopotamia region. So they make up this crap. And Anya Parenbill. She's going to be a speaker here. We're going to have music. I'm fighting for peace because nuclear war is going to annihilate us. Now I want, we got to have a whole new system. A whole new system. Because it's totally corrupt. If you don't have dough, you can't run. So anyway, you got to support InfoWars because they're going to do everything they can to silence the truth. And again, Alex, you know, like Alex and Gerald, you say what you want to say. This is freedom. I don't tell you what to say. And I agree with Alex. You know, he's on point with and a team, what they're putting out. I go every day. I go to InfoWars, see what they're saying, see what they're saying, see what they're saying, what they're putting up. And again, I'm opposed to both of them. We need a new system. And I was all for RFK Jr., did an interview with Alex Jones, beginning of the year, like January 10th or something, 11th. But RFK Jr.'s support of the genocide in Israel, not my trip. So going back to Biden, guys, one of the covers of the Trends Journal magazine 2 weeks before the debate, America falling, and we had Biden falling everywhere. This guy's out of his mind in front of everybody's eyes, in front of everybody's eyes. A little out of his mind clown boy who says he goes, somebody gets cognitive tests every day. Who the hell gets a test every day? What, eight people went, doctors went to see that he had Parkinson's disease? Eight visits? Who goes to see if you got Parkinson's disease? He's 3.5 years older than me. If I look like him, I want to blow my brains out. Walking like this. The President of the United States, and I want to make this clear. I want to make this 100% clear. It's a global freak show. Who is your favorite freak? Why, I love Boris Johnson over there in the UK, and throw an F and a C in it too, because the greatest cartoonist in the world could not come up with a bigger clown boy than him. Oh, how about the guy that took his place? Oh, after that woman that they threw out right away because of his stupid tax breaks. Tess. And then Sunak. Oh, now they got another little clown boy of nothing. Take a look over to France. The little Katzone Macron with a peck of the size of his pen. Little fake hair, arrogant little slime ball of nothing. Hey, take a trip to Germany. You got Olaf Scholz. They spelt it wrong. It's an S-H-I and then they throw the other letters in there. All over the world. All over the world. Little freaks in charge and a country near you. So going back to B.S. Biden, trying to play that he's straight. Yesterday, Biden aimed to prove U.S. and global doubters wrong with NATO's speech. With the eyes of the world on him, President Joe Biden delivered a forceful. What eyes of the world? What eyes? Who the hell are you talking about? Oh, we got to see if he's really out of his mind and not faking it. This is the crap you swallow from the mainstream media. Delivered a forceful speech. I didn't fumble and say, well, I'm the first black woman ever elected president of the United States. To open a NATO summit in Washington. He goes, quote, and again, I want to make this clear. I stand almost 100% with Trump on NATO. We should have no NATO, by the way. I, Gerald Celente, am an American. Your wars have been going on for centuries. You're a bunch of murderous freaks. The sun never sets on the British Empire. We kill people everywhere. Oh, I forgot, when I was a kid, I used to see these movies about the French Foreign Legion. Oh, yeah, we'll screw them up all over Algeria. We'll kill and rape everybody. Forgot about Vietnam. Oh, how about Cambodia? How about Laos? Oh, you mean French Indochina? How can you swallow this NATO crap? Keep stealing your money and giving it to murderous freaks. Oh, no, I just gave a speech to NATO. Look at that little boy Stoltenberg. A little nothing of a boy with a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball. But boy, does he love war. A little boy that couldn't fight worth a scrap. These are the clowns running and ruining the world. So, listening to more of B.S. Biden yesterday, Biden used the occasion to announce the delivery of new air defenses to Ukraine. One of Kyiv's top requests for this summit, a summit. A bunch of little lowlife pieces of bureaucratic scum bags. The Netherlands, Germany, Italy, or Romania will this year send Patriot air defense systems and related components, as well as SAMP/T systems in the coming months. Quote coming out of the mouth of a dead in front of your eyes clown called Joe Biden, El Presidente of the USSA. Make no mistake, Russia is failing in this war. Okay. Hey, all you little prostitutes, all you little media whores that get paid to put out by your corporate pimps and your government whoremasters, how about responding to what Biden said? Make no mistake, Russia is failing in this war. Hey, didn't they get like 20% of the land that they didn't have when they launched the war in 2022, February? 20% more. Hey, all you little clown boys, all you little clown girls, you remember, let's go back to 2023, not ancient history, how you're all selling the crap about the Ukrainian counteroffensive. That was a total disaster. Total disaster. This is going to be the cover of next week's Trends Journal magazine. By the way, $2.50 a week when you go to JonesTrends.com. Nothing. Nothing. And we're giving you Trends Journal's true journalism. We give you the facts of what's going on in the world. We tell you this is the way we see it. This is where we see it going. Think for yourself. Ah, I forgot what the hell I was talking about. We talk about the war. Oh, the cover of the Trends Journal magazine. Napoleon couldn't beat Russia. That's right. Napoleon left Poland with 420,000 troops to attack Moscow. Came back with 10,000. Hitler killed over 25 million Russians. Listen to the speech from John F. Kennedy, Washington University, June 1963. What he has to say about peace and the Soviet Union. He said they lost over 20 million people. They suffered more than anybody in World War II. They lost their land, their factories, their farms, their homes. The equivalent of Chicago East. They were the first to defeat the Germans. That's right. And Biden says, so Napoleon got it wrong. Hitler got it wrong. But now Biden says, make no mistake, Russia is failing in this war. Ukraine can and will stop Russia. So Napoleon was wrong. Hitler was wrong. But Biden's right. Because now they got Zelensky, a guy that was a former sitcom actor, famous for playing the piano with his penis. Google it up. Watch him do it. This is the guy that's going to beat Russia. How stupid can you be? Why? As stupid as the military-industrial complex. Haven't won a war in America since World War II. And Biden goes on to say that Washington and his partners will also deliver dozens of more tactical air defense systems to bolster Ukraine's security and expect to make similar announcements later in the year. Isn't that nice? Don't you love your money going to keep bloodying the war machine? Again, your Trends Journal, 2014. See how happy that guy is? It's about the United States overthrow the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych in Ukraine. Brought to you by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Secretary under Ronald Reagan. And here's the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner showing you how bad it all is. He wrote, Ukraine presented the perfect opportunity for Washington to advance its hegemonic agenda. In a speech at the National Press Club last December, which was December 2013. Google it up. Toria Nuland, Washington, D.C., December 2013. And see the signs over a shoulder, Chevron and ExxonMobil, talking to the Ukrainian people that were there. Ukraine presented the perfect opportunity for Washington to advance its hegemonic agenda. In a speech at the National Press Club last December, Assistant Secretary of State Victoria Nuland boasted that Washington had invested $5 billion in non-governmental organizations, NGOs, in Ukraine for the purpose, quote, to teach democracy. They overthrew the government. Remember she's passing out cookies there? Along with McCain. Yeah. Another daddy's boy, by the way. Another daddy's boy he was. Arrogant little boy. Yeah. Yep. $5 billion of our money. I go down to the city a couple of weeks ago, and I'm a Napolitano boy in the Bronx. No, the city. Never. Before, in the West Village, which is one of the highest rent areas in the city, that I see guys on a Sunday afternoon. Never before did I see them in the West Village shooting up in the afternoon. Back in the 70s, you have some of that stuff going on. Not in the West Village. Never walk from Bleecker all the way over to Broom Street. Filth all over the streets. Filthy. Homeless. They got the, they're doing the work with the things on top. Scaffolding. Sleeping under the scaffolding. Garbage everywhere. But we're going to steal your money to give it to the military-industrial complex. More money to keep the genocide going in Gaza. More money to keep the murderous wars going on in Ukraine. As we're all going broke, people are suffering daily. 63% of the people living paycheck to paycheck. So anyway, we're going to be back. A lot of economic news and support InfoWars. They're supporting you. We need to unite for peace.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing. And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now, and I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the new world order's coming. It's here.
Let me take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Alex Jones Show. You know, people say, oh, Mr. Celente, please don't get a heart attack. That's a Monopolitano. You have to understand this. We're very passionate people. We cry our hearts out when something breaks our heart. And we go from there to, I'll slit your throat if you try to kill me. You go from there to there. Nothing in between. It's the nationality. It's the spirit. And again, I'm born in the Bronx, 1946. Born to be free. If you haven't been there, don't tell me what it was like. Whole different world. Breaks my heart to see the decline of this country. Breaks my heart. Yep. As I said, you know, as a kid, they had this thing called the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus. Step right up, step right up. It went out of business. You know why? You don't have to pay anymore to see the fat man or the tattooed lady everywhere. Look how this country's gone down. We need a renaissance. We need to bring back the spirit of this country. I'm a jazz fan. You know, I put on a concert. I was the number two guy running a major trade association. After our trade show, we'd have a big party for the people that exhibited. Took over the convention center in Atlanta, Georgia, and put on one for Ella Fitzgerald. A tisket, a tasket, I lost my yellow basket, to all the way up to singing the modern stuff. That was about 1977, I think I did that one. 1978, took over the Superdome, 76 or 71. Put on one for Dionne Warwick. And I got to hear about Taylor Swift. What are you kidding me? What are you kidding me? Yeah, we're kidding you. We're kidding you so much that... Again, I say I go to InfoWars every day. What are they saying? What are they coming up with? I want to see what they got. But no, go to the Cartoon News Network, CNN. This is the headline story. Ex-Obama aides react to George Clooney's op-ed on President Biden. Inside politics. Ex-Obama aides David Axelrod and John Favreau join Inside Politics with Dana Bush to discuss Democratic donor and actor George Clooney's op-ed calling on President Joe Biden. I gotta hear what a comedian has to say? Oh, I'm an actor. I'm a celebrity. I know how to play other people. And my aunt was Rosemary Clooney. How do you think I got here? Oh, what did Jimmy Kimmel have to say? Oh, these are the same slime ball crowd that was selling the COVID jab? Why, of course, Celente. They are celebrities. You're just a piece of crap. Celebrities. F you. Who the hell you talking to? What celebrity? A clown? That's who they tell you to look up to. This country's going down big. It's going down hard. It's going down fast. The whole world, everybody knows that Biden's got to go. But everybody knows that Biden wants to stay. So what do they do? Well, if he stays, when all else fails, they take you to war. I just read to you his war propaganda to keep ramping up the war against Russia. So now, if the United States was in Iraq and the Russians were supplying the Iraqis, and NATO was supplying with weapons to kill the Americans, well, that would be terrible. Hey, yeah, but America and NATO, we could do anything we want. By the way, when I tell you I can't stand a political system, this goes way back. This was one of my t-shirts. Back in 1992. Slick Willie. Yep. Bill Clinton. Slick Willie. Everyone that knew about him. Slick Willie. A little slime ball of crap. A little arrogant nothing. Nothing. Nothing of a boy. Another draft dodger. Every time he was caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad. Hey, you like the Yugoslav war? No, I like the Kosovo war better. I like Madeleine not all that bright, his UN secretary. On Leslie Stahl, when Leslie Stahl asked him, is the price of the death of 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five worth the sanctions and the war Bill Clinton has put on them? Yes, it is. That's who's running our country. George Clooney. Looney. George Looney. Arrogant. Arrogant one after another. One after another. Arrogant little baby. We talk like this with the comedians. Take that jam. Take it up here. You know what? Yeah. Everybody I know that didn't get the jab, we all died. We all died. I had a freedom rally over here. Everything was locked down. Everything. We had about 700 people showed up. We all died. Did they hate me up here? They hate me. They hate me. Because I won't swallow their crap. I'm not a crap swallower. Oh, you don't like Fox? Oh, no, I like ABC. How about NPR? What a joke. So going on. Yep. Outgoing Israeli general condemns settler violence in occupied West Bank. This is from Al Jazeera. Major General Yehuda Fox, the outgoing head of Israel's Central Command, said at a departure ceremony on Monday that Israel's settlers have engaged in, quote, nationalist crime. They keep stealing land in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. And I don't want to hear the story about God gave you this land, all right? What if I don't believe in your God? Not telling you to believe in mine. Don't you tell me I got to believe in yours. Violation of the Geneva Convention, Article 242 of the United Nations. When all else fails, they take you to war. There's big protests going on in Israel. Netanyahu's going to ramp up this war. And if they go against Hezbollah in Lebanon, Iran said, we're going to wipe you out. And if you don't believe they can do it, let's go back when Israel killed the commander in Iran, the Iranian commander in Damascus, Syria, in the consulate. Iran responded with drone strikes and missile strikes. Didn't kill anybody, hit certain areas, just to show they could do it. It cost Israel $1.3 billion to stop that. You know what it cost the Iranians? A tenth of that to launch them. They did it to show what they can do. And Israel's response was nothing, nothing. We have maniacs in charge. You don't ask a murderer why they're a murderer, a thief why they're a thief, a rapist why they're a rapist. They're demonic evil people. When all else fails, they take you to war. Biden is failing. Watch out for a false flag event. Netanyahu's failing. Watch out for more war. And what to do? When we come back, we're going to give you our trend forecast and what you might want to do. But remember, support InfoWars.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller, so we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can't have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place and cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but sure. I recommend to people that can have the complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
I just want to acknowledge your leadership and your ability to see around corners. Again and again and again, you have been labeled as a conspiracy theorist and a nutcase for speaking the truth that you were able to perceive earlier than many people. And I'm in your debt, and I think we're all in your debt for your courageous actions over these many years. You've been vilified and denigrated and gaslit and everything else. I've received a small taste of what you've been through, and I don't like it very much. So I certainly appreciate and empathize with everything you've been through, and thank you for being the hero that you are and not backing down in the face of all the crap that's been thrown at you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Being on the Alex Jones Show. And I love being on the Alex Jones Show because it really truly is the spirit of 1776. Freedom. Freedom to be who you want to be. Don't tell me what I got to be, and don't tell me I got to believe what you want to be. Leave me alone, I'll leave you alone. No, not anymore in America. No, you got to do what the government tells you. So InfoWars is really doing everything they can in the spirit of 1776. And actually, they're putting their money where their mouth is when you get these really great deals that they have. And they have a super sale going on. It's going on now. You could save up to 60% on their InfoWars. You go to InfoWarsStore.com. And again, it's about patriotism and the celebration of it against the tyranny that's taken over, robbing us of our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You got the vitamin mineral fusion, survival shield, ultra 12, DNA force plus, survival shield, X3, Vasobeat, nitric boost, that ultimate fish oil, or as we'd say in the Bronx, Earl, brain force ultra, winter sun plus, and prebiotic fiber. Prebiotic fiber, you get 60% off. So this is it's a crucial time because they're going to do everything they can to shut down the truth. You see it all over and over. They're not stopping. The globalist censorship and attacks are at an all-time high. It's happening. Remember, you get blacklisted from the media if you don't say what they want you to say. If you didn't follow the COVID war rules, you were gone. So that's why your support is crucial, and you need to support InfoWars. It's a 360 win. You get these really super high quality items, and you help launch the InfoWar to the next level. So go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get what you need today, tomorrow, and the next day, and the next day, and the next day. You know, one of the things they never said when they were launching the COVID war, you got to get that jab. Remember, it came out, again, wrote about it in detail as it was happening. 96% efficacy rate. It only went down to like 30-something percent. But anyway, not a word about getting healthy. Not a word about building up your immune system. And one of the first books I worked on in the 1980s was Natural Healing. I had my first cold in almost 5 years in April. I take vitamins and supplements every day, over 20 of them. And the InfoWars has those that can help you. Again, people ask me, what should I do? I said, the first thing you got to do is get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And these products help you on a number of those levels. So I want to go on to the markets. The Dow today, it's up. The S&P, it broke 5,600. The S&P 500, that's right. The S&P 500 broke 5,600. You ready? Three of the hedge funds, private equity groups, venture capitalists, own 88% of it. That's right. Three companies. BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. Three companies own 88% of the S&P 500. You think it's a rigged game? You think it's a rigged game? Oh, this is America, huh? The land of opportunity? Screw you. What opportunity? We did away with the mom and pop stores. We only got chains now. No more grocery stores. We got Kroger. We got the big ones. No more hardware stores. You got Lowe's at Home Depot. The hell with all these hardware stores that individuals own. Drug stores? No. CVS and Walgreens. We own it all. Oh, over there in the UK, they got Boots too, huh? Yeah. Walgreens does. Oh, you remember when there were stationary stores? Now we got Staples. They own everything. Gold, 2,370. $2,370 an ounce. One of our top trends for 2024 is a golden year for gold. It's up $340 since we said that. It's just the beginning. Interest rates are going to come down. Dollar's going to go down. Gold prices are going up. That's how a trend forecast. We do not give financial advice. Earl, Brent crude, 85.25. The Israel war ramps up. If Iran gets into this, you're going to see oil prices go to $130 a barrel. Brent crude is going to crash the global economy and the equity markets. So this was on Monday from CNBC. You ready? San Francisco's AI boom can't stop real estate slide as office vacancies reach new records. The vacancy rate for San Francisco's office space reached a fresh record of 34.5% in the second quarter, according to Cushman Wakefield. That's up from 33.9% in the first quarter, 28.1% in the same period a year ago, and 5% before the pandemic. That's the lying language that they use. No, not before the pandemic, before pieces of arrogant scum crap like Gavin Newsom locked down the place. While he's partying up at the French Laundry at $400 a plate. My daddy worked for the Getty Gang. How do you think I got all my businesses started? The Gettys gave me the money. Oh, I'm related to Nancy Pelosi. I'm a member of the club. Not the pandemic. They keep using this language that the pandemic did it. The politicians did it. No one's talking about, okay, 30. Yeah, the number's right here. Basically, 35% vacancy rate. Vacant, empty buildings. Hey, got some. How do people that own the buildings, these big office buildings, are going to pay their loans? They're not. They're not. And if you look around the United States, depending on whose numbers you're looking at, 20% vacant. They're not going to pay. No one other than the Trends Journal, no one, anywhere, any place in the world had forecast the office building bust when they locked down everything. We did that in May of 2020, and the banks going bust. This year's top trend. There are going to be defaults that are going to wipe out the banking system. Already this year, $1 trillion worth of commercial real estate loans is coming due. Over the next little over 2 years, $4 trillion worth of commercial real estate loans coming due. I got no tenants. I got interest rate only loans. And the interest rates are double what they were when I bought the building. What's going to happen? We are going to have an economic crisis. The S&P 500, the NASDAQ, yeah, that's a whole different world. The banks are going to go bust. We're forecasting when that happens, gold prices are going to spike to over $3,000 an ounce. It's going to crash the equity markets and crash the global economy. And if you don't believe me, go back to March of last year, 2023. Three banks went under. Silicon Conman Valley Bank over there. First Republic and Signature Bank. Broke down the equity markets, boom, and gold prices. Wow. That was three banks. Only three. You better prepare for the worst. Again, if the worst doesn't happen and you're prepared for it, you lose nothing. But if you don't prepare for the worst and the worst happens, you lose everything. So we're giving you how to prepare in your Trends Journal. Go to jonestrends.com. Jonestrends.com. It's only $2.50 a week. These papers, $5, $4 a day. And if you don't like it, 30-day money-back guarantee. And most of all, support InfoWars. Get their products. You need them, and they need you. It's a 360 win.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products
They're absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now, we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our operation, a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.